due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
The following program contains material of an adult nature and is intended for mature audiences only.
Get off the phone, you stupid bitch.
PCU, Frank Hall Underground Radio.
You're listening live to Little Lake Pink. You're listening live to Katie Gay and Little Lake Pink. You're listening live. You're listening live to Cutie Cook Friends. You're exclusively listening to CutieCook.com.
Get drunk with Katie Kay every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on PCU, Prank Call Underground Internet Radio.
I don't even know who eats this.
This is Bobby Trendy, and Katie Kay Prank Calls is absolutely luxurious.
It doesn't. Listen.
Two gay men took off their clothes, climbed a tree, and engaged in lewd sex acts for 4 hours in the tree before hundreds of onlookers.
We are controlling transmission.
Vulva is what girls have down below.
Your breasts grow firm and blossom under their canopy of fragrant silken skin. Feel your breasts swell. Feel them grow firm as they blossom to their natural limit. Feel the sensation.
You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to...
KK's Lunatic Fringe.
All systems go! Prepare for countdown! 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1! Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 million!
Booyah! And here we are. Hello, everyone. Pardon me while I talk softly while I adjust my levels because my microphone is obviously up way too high. Hello, everyone. Oh, it's still too high. Or maybe I'm just talking too loud. I suffer from voice modulation! Hello, everyone, and welcome to KDK's Lunatic Fringe. And as you can probably already tell, I'm feeling good. I'm in a great mood tonight. I've already got 3 beers in me, and I smoked a bowl of weed, and I took some aspirin to counteract my impending headache. And both phones have been charging since 7 p.m., and they're both fully charged right now. I have 2 brand new phone cards, and I'm in the mood to make some prank calls tonight. So, I want you all to go to my chat room. KDKPrankCalls.com. Click on the link for the chat room, or if you're an IRC user, go to irc.centralchat.net, get in the chat room, double click on me, I'm KDK of course, send me your private message, send me your info about a prank call you might want me to make, and send me the phone number. Please, remember everyone, no giving out people's phone numbers in the chat room. We'll at least respect that, okay? That's the least we can do. And I have a ton of shit that I'm going to go through tonight. I made myself a new soundboard just because I'm complete. I made a soundboard for something that nobody's ever heard of before called Salad Fingers.
I like rusty spoons.
And I'll be playing that later. Although I'm afraid if I ever use it for a prank call, I'll end up getting arrested because it all came out very, very creepy. Anybody who has ever seen Salad Fingers cartoons before, you know what I mean. If not, go to big-fish.com/flash, and you'll find them. Also, tonight, we have a lot to look forward to tonight. We have the debut of Zachary B's stand-up comedy. Zachary B is going to be testing his stand-up comedy stylings tonight to you folks when he calls into the program later tonight. So that's awesome. That's something to look forward to. I have a bunch of retarded President Bush clips that I can get to. And I should probably say that there's so much shit here, I might not get to it tonight. So, it's something I might say for next week. It might be something that I'll forget about and I'll never get to. People who listen to the archives are like, did you ever do this? And I was like, well, that's something I talked about, but I never ended up doing. I have new prank calls. I have a prank call from Fat Dish, a brand new Jack Black soundboard prank call from Fat Dish that I can play later on in the program. I have new prank calls from underground prank callers that most of you have probably never heard before. Prank the Masses, Soundboard Trio, and Artistic Terrorism. So, if we fall on deaf ears, we can always fall back on those guys. I still have some bad fake celebrity prank calls that I haven't played throughout the past couple weeks here that I keep saying I'm going to play them, and I only get to, like, one of them. I have the Mr. Rodriguez prank calls that I haven't heard yet, but people have told me are funny. I haven't listened to them yet. I have two prank calls that were sent to me by somebody who is in the chat room and listening right now. He is a prank caller. His name is GDUP. I'm not sure I guess you would pronounce that, get on up. Get up. We have two prank calls from him that he just sent me literally 10, 15 minutes ago, and I haven't heard them yet. And hello, Rebel. Hello, Monkey. You welcome back, Josh. I see everybody in the chat room. Pardon me while I take a moment to op the people that ought to be opped. And I'm noticing that Ted isn't here yet, so I'm upset about that. I always feel like a piece is missing. And Hubert Cumberdale is here. Welcome, Hubert Cumberdale. Anybody who's been listening to internet radio, which is like five or six people, or heard me writing into the Dick and Dyke program, which is a program that occurs before mine, from 8 to 10 on the Wild Bunch Radio Network. That's what I listen to when I'm getting ready for my program here and taking my notes and shit like that. And I wrote into them saying that my penis was named Marjorie Stewart Baxter. I don't know how they got on the subject, but my penis was named
Marjorie Stewart Baxter.
And my asshole was named
Milford Cubicle.
No, wrong one. I'm sorry. I never forget a face, but I forget names. My asshole was named
Hubert Cumberdale.
So my asshole is in the chat room. Welcome my asshole to the chat room, everybody. I hope it's going to be a good show tonight because I feel good. Get your ideas coming in for prank calls. I need to go take a leak because of those aforementioned three beers I talked about. Welcome to paradise. And we're back. And I'm Katie K. Now I'm ready. I took a leak. I had drank three beers, so I had to take a leak. I don't know why I didn't do that before I started talking, but, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't even realize what time it was until I looked up and it says 9:59, and I'm like, oh, shit, I got a minute to get going. Hubert Cumberdale says I have to call somebody using my Salad Fingers soundboard, and the problem is, well, maybe this will give you an idea. Now, here's how the prank call would be going.
Oh, hello. This is Milford Cubicle.
I'm here to inquire about your spoon.
You see, aside from it being creepy, you got that music in the background. Pardon me while I go grab that phone. Katie K's Lunatic Fringe, you're on the air.
All right. Stanley! Losers!
Hey, Sloan.
What the hell's up, Quibble?
Where the hell did you get my number from?
You got anything
at all?
Whatever, you know. You know, I got my ways. There's ways to get it through phone and through keyboard and all that other stuff. Deadly.
Have you been drinking?
The only thing I could call the Glucose County Sheriff's Office on, you punk ass.
The Glucose County? Hello?
Go ahead,
you have the floor, say whatever you like. Go ahead, say whatever you like. You have the floor. Everybody can hear you. You're on the air.
I said,
You want to say I suck or what?
It didn't confuse you, did it?
No, I'm not confused.
Glucose counter, you know what glucose is, moron, it's blood sugar.
Yeah, I know.
But
in the context in which the word was used, it didn't make much sense, much like President Bush, whom I will be playing later on tonight. Don't try to match your wits with me, you fuck. You can't hold a candle to me. Anyway, I'm going to the chat room to see what people are saying. Get Up is saying he's sending me the phone number for Stick Horse Records. They close at 9:30, but don't lock up until 10, and that's Central Time, so I'm not sure exactly. What the hell time is it now in Central Time? How the hell am I supposed to know? I live on the East Coast. The rest of the world doesn't matter, just the East Coast. Mr. Peepers has Richard Horney. Montezeus Stinks. Montezeus L. Stinks. Clyde H. Stinks. Willow Cracker. Richard Cracker. And Gonzalo Moron. And these are all confirmed working right before the program here, apparently. Well, some of them were during the program. Midnight Trucking Radio Network. Oh, there's, is this an internet radio show going on right now? Okay, it's telling me to dial another number that I can't play on the air, so I can't hear it, so I guess I can't dial that one. It says Midnight Trucking Radio Network, and it gives me an 800 number to call in, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., so maybe I'm too early. Maybe I have to try back after 11. Try to sound southern. It's in Texas. It's in Texas. So what the hell time, when will it be 11 p.m. in Texas? That would help if you could give me that info. I got today's trucking topics off of their website. Man files insanity plea to charges in trucking office shootings. With unknown trucker suspected in killings. Trucker seriously injured with semi-flaps when semi-flips, okay. Trucker sentenced for fatal crash. State campaign cracks down on speeding truckers. Gas prices pinching truckers hard. Okay, I'll call in and complain about the gas prices with some redneck voice. Neo has working numbers, working numbers. Ermelinda Kasapi, J.B. Pinky, Dov Pinker, Polina Fucky, Wadi Sucky. Every week I'm amazed that there's somebody in the world with a name like Wadi Sucky. Gong Bing Hong, Gong Bing is one word. Long Shen Hong, Fong Eng Wang, Sung Gil Song. Akiao Chu, Chu Chu, Choi Chun Chu, Corky Chu, Umut Toker. All pronounced working last Sunday, so Neo confirmed those last Sunday. Rebel says, Dave, play my calls. And you signed off when you were in the middle of sending me that zip file, Rebel, so I never got any of them. If they were audio files, I would have gotten at least pieces of them, but it was a zip file, so I didn't get any of them. Anyway, let's see how we're doing. We got 50 people listening. Thank you all for listening. Let's see if we're up on Wild Bunch Radio. I know we weren't, like 10 minutes ago. And what the hell is up with that? It looks like Wild Bunch has William Orbit, Barber's Adagio for strings. You're right, that is much, much better. Those bastards! Okay, let me explain to you what's going on here, because you're wondering, why is he going those bastards? This past week, I simulcasted a couple of shows for Wild Bunch Radio Network. It's a network that's trying to get off its feet, and it's run by a friend of mine, VForge. I met him through internet radio. And I simulcasted a couple of his shows this past week, and the deal is that I simulcast him, he simulcast me, and right now, not only are they not simulcasting me, but they are doing a competing show with one listener. You know, you only have one listener. Get off the air and relay me. Give me a try. I guarantee I'll get more than one. What the fuck? It says, DJ Anjay with the Louis Bim playing all sorts of stuff. Apparently that means music like William Orbit, Barber's Adagio for Strings. I don't know. I don't think they're going to be beating down your door to listen to that. Thank you, Monkey Richie. Monkey Richie just forwarded the phone number for High-Pitch Eric to me so that we can call his answering machine, because I know he's not going to pick up the phone, but we can call and talk to the answering machine. 53 people listening. Let's call High-Pitch Eric from the Howard Stern Show.
Oh,
I'm not home right now, so if you want to leave a message with his name and phone number, feel free to do that. I'll call you back when I get the message. Have a good day.
Hey. Eric, it's me. It's Maurice. Hello. Listen, I just heard... I heard from the E people, and they said they would like to get some pictures of us. They want us to go down to Central Park, and they want us to have megaphones and just start talking stuff about Bush, because it's part of Howard Stern's anti-Bush ad campaign. We're going to go down there, and it's going to be you and me and Jill, and we're going to get whatever freaks will come along with us. We're going to gather the freaks, and I'm coordinating everybody, and we're going to go down there with our megaphones, and we're just going to badmouth Bush, no cursing or anything, but we're just going to say as retarded, ridiculous things as we can. And I know when it comes to retarded and ridiculous, you're the man to turn to, so I give you a call.
And I'm back. Didn't I tell you that he wouldn't answer the phone? I knew very well he wouldn't answer the phone. I knew it was going to be an answering machine. Okay, cool. We can try high pitch our cell phone since he doesn't want to answer his home phone. We know he's not out doing anything because he's such a fucking loser.
Aw,
oh, man. That's not a working cell phone number. Oh, well, we tried, Jim.
Hi, this is Eric. Please leave a message. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave your callback number, press 5.
Hey, how you doing, girlfriend? I got your phone number from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who said you wanted to hook up. So here I am. My phone number is 260-422. And that's a cell phone number, but you can call it and I'll answer and maybe we'll hook up sometime. And maybe I'll leave a little info about myself to entice you to get back to me. I'm into being bound. I like being bitten a little. You know, maybe with my hands behind my back and bite me on my neck a little. Pull my hair. I like that. Maybe bang my head into the wall. Anyway, give me a call back and we'll have some fun.
Well, that didn't go anywhere. These are just warm-ups. I'm just warming up. My confirmed numbers are not working. Anyway... There's a bad habit that I picked up a couple years ago from a website called FatChicksAndPartyHats.com. And they've never updated, so if you've ever been there before, there's no reason to ever go back, because they never update. And the only reason why the site is funny is there's a bunch of pictures up there of fat and or ugly people with hats on. Hence, Fat Chicks and Party Hats. Sometimes they don't have hats on. Sometimes it could just be a fat chick with no hat. But the funniest part about it is the badly written, broken English captions, which are supposedly written by the Puerto Rican or Spanish or Dominican or whatever the hell the guy is who used to run the site. Now, I don't think he runs the site anymore. Now, I think it's like some kind of corporate entity, because it's a popular site. But there's a caption to one of the pictures up there, maybe to a couple of them up there, where he just goes, "Blarg!" He just types the word blarg, you know, B-L-A-R-G. It just seems an appropriate sound you would hear, like, a fat person make if they were hungry. They just go, blarg, you know. So me and Keith picked up this bad habit that when we're out in public, when we see fat people, we tend to, like, mutter to each other. We go, blarg, like, to each other. And nobody knows what we're talking about. And then it mutated from there into where we would make fart sounds. So when we would see a fat person, instead of going blarg, we would walk by a fat person and we'd go, and you try to do it audibly enough for like somebody to hear. I just thought it was a strange thing. And while we're on the subject of farts, here's an interesting story today. I had to fart really bad, and I'm working in the kitchen. I work in a restaurant. Everybody knows, everybody who listens regularly knows that I work in a restaurant. So I had to fart really bad, so I left the back, and I walked through the dining room, and I farted on purpose, because I wanted to fart on the customers rather than on my fellow workers. Man. We got to get some working numbers coming in here. Sean Ward says, "What up, my homie? What up, Sean Ward?"
My name's Shaw Ward on the MIC. Welcome to the man, KDK. That's what I say today. Saturday night. I feel all right.
Well, I'm going to take a break for a moment here because I want to listen to these prank calls before he leaves the chat room. Let me see if he's still in the chat room. I'm going to play one of these prank calls from GitHub while he's still in the chat room so that you guys can give your constructive criticism and feedback or whatever. I haven't heard these yet, so I cannot vouch for them. The one I'm going to play is called Louise! And I'll be right back. After I grab myself a beer, take a pee and whatnot.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-huh. Hey, Louise.
Hello?
Louise?
Hello?
Louise? Uh-huh. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
That's good. I've been thinking about you and praying for you, too.
Oh, you've been thinking about me and praying for me?
Mm-hmm. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, did you go to church yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, you did?
Did you go?
Oh, of course I did. Did you get stuck in the toilet? Did you get stuck in the toilet?
No.
Did you get stuck in the toilet at church?
Uh-uh.
Because you remember last time I went, I tried to sit in that commode, and my butt got stuck right in that toilet. They had to call the pastor and the priest and everything to come get me out that toilet.
No.
Oh, yes, they did.
Miss Regina.
Huh?
Miss Regina.
Yeah. Oh, yes. This is Regina.
I was thinking it sounded like Regina.
Oh, you was thinking it sounded like Regina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Hey.
Doing good with the chemo?
Doing good? Oh, yeah. I'm doing pretty good with the chemo.
Well, that's good.
They stuck into my butt last week.
Oh, they did?
Oh,
Mm-hmm.
Right up in there. I had hemorrhoids for a month.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
But this will be all right.
Yeah. I hope it will.
Yes.
Because right now, I can't even sit down. Every time I sit down, my butt flames on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had the hemorrhoids, child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have had the hemorrhoids. They're been crazy.
Have hemorrhoids, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing for that?
Huh?
What are you doing for that?
I'm sticking a pencil in my...
You could sit in a little hot water. How
did
you just stand sometime that
drawer
back up?
Oh, let me pause it for a moment. Oh, get up. I'm very impressed. You're cracking me up over here, and I've heard everything in the book. It's hard to make me laugh, and you just broke me up. So, congratulations, buddy. You know, this is a good sign. I want to listen to the rest.
Hot water?
Uh-huh. I used to put little ice
salt
in my water.
Oh, I was just sitting on a pencil.
Sometimes
that
hot water
drawer
that hemorrhoid up.
Oh, it's about a hemorrhoid fight up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you've been doing all right?
I've been doing fine. About
well as expected. I ain't sick.
I just have good days and bad days.
Good days and bad days.
How's all other children doing?
Oh, they're all right. The little one, he has diarrhea.
Huh?
The little one?
Little did what?
She had diarrhea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, she had it for about 3 days, huh? It's sad.
I had that a few weeks ago before we went to California.
Oh, you had it 3 weeks ago?
Oh, I was so sick, and then I was nauseated. I couldn't eat nothing.
Oh, you couldn't do nothing like that, could you?
But the doctor sent me something out, and then he told me to take some of that Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, he did? Pepto-Bismol?
Kind of settle my stomach a little bit.
Well, this is what the doctor told me, that those diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
You get a butt plug, and you stick it inside your rectum.
Get a what?
A butt plug, and it clogs all that right up. That way it don't shoot out and it don't come in.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
A butt plug and the giant. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
What y'all doing today?
What we doing today? We're watching some pornographic videos.
Mm-hmm.
There's this fine foxy man on here right now.
You still working?
Oh, yeah, just I am.
Well, that's good. I hope you can continue to work. Gene couldn't handle the job and that chemo.
Oh, Gene couldn't handle the job?
Mm-hmm. she had to let that job go through. Ooh, she's a really sick
child. Louise?
Yeah.
Louise, I'ma let you go. The dog outside humping the cat again. Bye.
Okay.
And we're back, and congratulations, Get Up. I'm impressed. It was an auspicious debut for a Get Up in the chat room. Very good job, very good. I enjoyed that one. I'm looking forward to listening to the other one. We'll listen to the other one later on tonight. In the meantime, I want to speak to a real person. I don't want a machine. I want to talk to a human being. Damn it. Why is it so hard to get a hold of a fucking human?
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing, dear? I'm sorry to be calling so late, but it's Mrs. Rosenthal, and I was looking for Richard.
Who is this?
It's Mrs. Rosenthal, down at the clinic.
At what?
I live over on Charleston. I'm sorry. My voice is this way because I'm going through chemo because of throat cancer.
I think you have the wrong number.
I'm looking for Richard.
I think you have the wrong number.
I'm looking for Mr. Horney of Fort Wayne. Do I have the wrong house?
Yes, you do.
This isn't Richard Horney.
No.
Are you horny? Because I'm good with the phone sex. I can breathe deep and, you know, it's like...
It was a bum number. You're giving me bum numbers, people. This program is dependent upon you. If your numbers suck, this show sucks. I need good numbers. Damn it. Well, at least we got 57 people listening.
Hello?
Hey.
665.
Damn you! You mother melon farmer.
Call. If you would like to leave a message, please wait for the beep and leave your name.
You have 3 messages.
We're in. How do I play my messages? Oh, we're listening to his messages now. I haven't done this in a while. I love cracking answer machines, just like Atlantic Dimension
said. Paul Church down at Satellite TV Promotions. The number here, 800...
La, when the boys come marching in.
I was trying to reach you while you were there, but because of rising cable rates, we picked your...
You sound so fake, buddy.
So you'll get 4 free months of service, including all the premium movie channels free with the NFL ticket. Plus, we can hook up to 4 rooms, including installation, free. Also, if you're able to get back to me right away, we'll include a free home theater system with a DVD player, CD player, and 6-speaker surround sound just for signing up. So give me a call when you get back in. 800-497.
Well, I don't want to give them any kind of promotion.
Y18.
I don't have to bleep out 800 numbers, but I don't want to give them any kind of promotion because they're shady. They're telemarketers.
Thursday, 1:25 p.m.
This guy hasn't checked his messages since Thursday.
To find out more about our healthcare plan, press the number 1 on your telephone now to be connected directly to a representative. Again, to find out more information about our healthcare program, for $99 a month for your whole family, offer...
God bless America, you know? I've often wondered, you know, if you check out your junk mail, it'll say special bulk rate on it or something. Why does our government give tax breaks so that people can send us snail spam that we don't want? Why not make them pay full price and cut down on that shit? Save the post office a whole lot of fucking work. And that's me. So there ain't nobody calling this guy.
Messages.
Let's see if we can change his outgoing message. Hopefully the machine has some kind of voice menu.
To save messages, hang up. To clear messages, press 3-3.
do him a favor. I'll delete his messages for him. He doesn't need to hear that. See, I'm doing him a favor.
To play all messages, press 7. To play new messages, press 6. For announcement help, press 4. For personal memo help, press 8. To change remote access code, press 99. For answer on, press 0. For answer off, press 00. To record announcement, press star. To play announcement, press 1.
Hello? You've reached 660. I'm sorry, I'm not here right now to take your call. If you would like to leave a message, please wait for the beep and leave your name and your phone number and the time of your call. I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to be able to do it. We're going to be able to do this.
To record announcement, press star.
Hey, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm busy with my friend Marcelo. I met at the club. So why don't you leave your message, and you're probably some one of those motherfucking telemarketers anyway, so I guess, you know what, just hang up now. You know what, just smack yourself in the head with the phone and then hang up. Bastard.
To record announcement.
Let's listen, won't we?
Hey! I can't come to the phone right now because I'm busy with my friend Marcelo. I met at the club. So why don't you leave your message, and you're probably some one of those motherfucking telemarketers anyway, so I guess, you know what, just hang up now. You know what, just smack yourself in the head with the phone and then hang up. Bastard.
Well, maybe it's a good thing that the only people who seem to call him are telemarketers, because if his family heard that, they'd be a little confused. Anyway, it's time for me to go take a break, take a leak, grab a new beer. And we're back. And Entros is sending in his number, because he wants to make some prank calls with us tonight. And now, a word to everybody that I call tonight to do prank calls with me. I'm not here to hold your hand. I'm not here to tell you what to say. I'm not here to give you a premise. I'm going to do to you like I've been doing to myself all night. I'm going to call people blind, and I'm going to make up shit in my head. If you can't do it, then don't ask to be on this show. Okay? Because I don't want to go with shit. What do I do? What do I say? I don't want to go through that shit. I'm going to dial a number, and you're going to talk to him. If you need my help, then I'll jump in. We all know I can do prank calls. We want to hear you guys do some prank calls with me. Okay? Okay. Now, with that said, let me just call up Entros here with some
10 hours, 11 minutes.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, man? So
well,
you have a delay, so you didn't hear what I just said.
Nope.
So, basically, I'm just going to put you on the spot. You have no info. All you have is a name. I'm going to dial and you're going to talk. If you need help, I'll jump in, or you can call for one of my characters and they will jump in. Okay?
I'll be there as long as you do me a favor.
What's
you
that?
Get off, you got to do your, you know, your cancer, your Jill voice.
Yeah.
We have this old granny lady of two eyes blind who's really fucked up in the head. Like, I can prank her and then the next day she'll call here and she will completely forget about it.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, you got to call her.
Perfect.
All right.
But first, I want you to talk to Mabel Washington. That's all you know, Mabel Washington, and I'll be right back. I like this style better. Change of plans. Dick balls.
Who?
Dick Balls.
Hello?
Dick Balls?
Hello?
Hi, how are you this evening? Hello?
Fine. Who is
this? Can I please speak to... This is Mike. Mike Wilson? I'm sorry to bother you at this time of night. Is Mr. Balls home?
Why do you need him?
My dad was telling me that Mr. Balls ran over my pet dog, and he said if I called and tried to talk about it with you guys, he'd beat me, but I really need to know what happened.
Where are you calling from?
Pardon me?
Where are you calling from?
Why does it matter where I'm calling from? My dad said you ran over my dog, right?
Your dad said we ran over your dog?
Yes.
My husband's been in a nursing home for months and months. What are you talking about?
What the hell is my dad on? My dad's an alcoholic. I'm not sure.
Where are you calling from? I mean, I
don't want to tell you. I'm sorry.
I don't understand any of this. I don't know what you're...
My dad just told me that you...
I think you have a wrong number or something.
This is the number for the Balls family, right? I don't... What's your name, ma'am? Your name?
I was afraid to give you my name. I have no idea what...
What's your name?
Are you calling from Wisconsin? Are you calling from...
Wisconsin. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan. I'm sorry, but... My dad's an alcoholic, and... He's done some really strange stuff, and... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm sorry, but I really can't help you. I have enough problems of my own.
Like what?
Well,
you don't have an alcoholic dad. You don't have a dad who beats you.
Look, I'm an old lady. I don't know what...
You don't sound that old.
Huh?
You don't sound that old.
I'm old. My husband is in a nursing home with Alzheimer's. I mean, he did not run over anybody's... I'm sorry, but...
Maybe he forgot.
When did this happen? 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I really can't help you.
Maybe he forgot he ran over it.
What? You're talking foolish. You're talking...
I just don't want to get beat. My dad said, here's the number, you call us and see why they ran over your dog.
What?
That's all I'm doing, because I don't want to be beat anymore.
And when did this dog get run over?
4 years ago, but my other dog got hit last week. Take your pick. He didn't tell me who hit my dog.
This is something that is just absurd. I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
No, you better help me. You're not going to get beaten. And what's going to happen?
You'll be just fine. Anything that happened 4 or 5 years ago is
my dad's unstable.
Well, I'm unstable too. So I guess.
How
I'm,
so? I'm, how are you unstable?
I can't help
you. You're not
you.
An alcoholic.
Goodbye.
Fuck you!
I like how she said she's unstable. I'm unstable.
Hey, maybe he forgot about it.
Yeah, he's got Alzheimer's. He forgot he ran over your dog. Good job, man. I think this is a good idea, just to put people on the spot and not talk about the prank so much. Just put them on the spot and make them do it. You want to do another one? You
want
to do maybe for real this time?
I want you to do one first.
I do pranks all night. We're not here to
you
hear
gotta me. Do this. You gotta do this one with the voice, the cancer voice, man. I can't prank this lady anymore. I'm running out of ideas.
Oh, you want? Okay, you want me to do that lady that you had in mind? So you're gonna dial?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll hang on. You dial.
I can't dial.
Why not?
I can't dial on this phone.
What the hell kind of ghetto phone do you have?
it's a ghetto photo. I don't have a flash on this phone. And I'm, yeah, you know, I can't fucking go through the menus and shit. Because I can't fucking see him. You can do this, old lady.
What, are you blind?
Yes, I already fucking told you that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know you're blind.
Yeah, I told you that.
I don't remember. I was probably drunk when you told me. Okay, give me the fucking number. Hang on, let me play the music first.
Fucking maiden names because of all her husbands dying on her. And, like, she has a neck problem, and last time I called her, she told me she had a neck problem, and I'm like, do you wear one of those neck holders like the dogs wear, like a dog cone? And she was like, yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, do you want sex toys? Do you want, like, massagers and shit? And she's like, yeah, I've had, like, a vibrator. And I'm like, you want Benoit balls? You can hold them in your hand. Oh, that'd be nice.
Well, let's call her. She sounds funny.
Oh, she's hilarious, man.
You have 2:44.
Okay,
minutes.
You ready for Mabel?
I got the other number. What's your last name?
Washington.
Last name? Washington. Shut up.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mabel? Hello,
oh,
Mabel?
Sorry.
Who is this? Who are you? This is Mabel Washington? This is Mike Wilson. I was at the bar the other day, and your husband, he was hitting on me, and he gave me this phone number to call, and I wanted to talk to him. Is he home?
Look, did you call just a little while ago?
No, why?
Oh,
I want to talk.
What number are you calling?
It doesn't matter. You don't need to ask me what number. You know what number I'm dialing because I just called you. Is your husband home? Let me talk
you
to Mr. Washington.
Just, you know
Let
what?
Me talk to Mr. Washington. He gave
this
me this number to talk to him.
This is not the residence of any Washington.
Then who is this? Then you tell me who you are. If I'm down in the wrong
room,
I want
to
know who I'm talking
to. I don't have to tell you.
Yes, you do, bitch.
You
tell me who the hell I'm talking
to. You called me a little while ago harassing me about something else, and I'm sick of it.
You tell me who I am, bitch. Hello?
I will call the police the next time I get a call from you.
No, who is it am I speaking to?
Oh! Man, she started screaming and you were talking over her. When they start screaming, that's when you shut up and let them go.
Hey, lesson learned. I'm going to call the police.
That was pretty
funny.
We
got the new number for you. She gave me the wrong number, the stupid bitch.
Okay.
She gave me the wrong number. Oh, wait.
Hang on, I'm going to have to play music again.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. She fucked up.
Okay. Well, I'll dial that number and I'll be right back.
Do jail, man.
Okay. I'm in a good jail mood.
Speak up.
It's late.
Hello, Flo. How are you doing, DM? It's me. It's Jill. I was hoping you were home. I hope it wasn't too late because me and the girls are going out tonight. We're going down to the Eagle's Nest, and we're going to get licked up, and we're going to meet strange men and go home with them. So if you want to join us, give me a call back. The phone number here is 712. Thank you.
You know,
he's gonna dial that, dude.
Oh, I hope not. That was Sally Struthers.
Who?
Sally Struthers.
He's gonna dial it.
You know who Sally Struthers is?
Oh, fucking hell, isn't that a porn star?
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to try one more, or do you need to go?
Okay. No, give me one.
Harry Dick, a woman.
Harry Dick.
A woman is going to pick up in Minnesota. Okay, Harry Dick of Minnesota. I'll be right back.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
What?
Oh, how are you?
Who is this?
This is Michael. Michael. Hello? Hello?
What the
damn.
Hell?
Damn. She was already pissed off. When Jim confirmed the number, he must have pissed her off.
She's home, dude.
Man.
I could have had fun with that bitch.
She's very hostile. You want to call her back? Let's call her
yeah?
back.
Yeah?
Let's call her back.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Hello?
Hi, is
Hello.
This Harry?
Who is this?
This is Mike Wilson. I'm calling from Minnesota PD. I'm sorry to bother you, but we've had a tracer on your line, and we've noticed a lot of interesting phone calls coming through tonight.
I'm not interested.
No, how are you not interested? What the hell?
She thought you were selling something.
What
I was about to hang up on you anyway, because you never pose as a cop.
Why not?
One of the fundamental rules of prank calls, if you don't want to get in trouble, is you don't threaten, you don't pose as a cop, and you don't...
You don't threaten,
you don't,
sure.
You don't repeatedly harass people, so we won't be calling her back.
Hey, I've always posed as a cop. I've never had a problem. I got a guy's car towed, dude. Okay? There's nothing wrong
you know,
with posing as a cop.
It's hard to get in trouble for doing a prank call because it's hard to get in trouble for having a goofy conversation with somebody, but once you're posing as a cop, that's what they're going to prosecute you for.
How so?
Because it's illegal to pose as a cop. You can't say you're from the cop or
you
the FBI or the CIA and shit like that.
The FBI, no, the CIA, no, but some harmless PD, you could have been like...
No, you can't even do that.
Minnesota
you
PD
can't even say you're
like,
somebody from the phone company.
That's fucking Jewish.
Well, you're not supposed to anyway. Anyway, yeah. I'm going to let you go because I got to pee again.
All
right,
man.
Nice talking to you,
thanks.
Man. Good job.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take my leak, and I'll be right back. Let's see if this is Zach calling in right now.
Booyah!
Katie K's Lunatic Furniture on the air.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Welcome, buddy.
Hey.
Are you nervous?
No, well, you can't be announcing it like that.
Well, we got to make a big deal out of it. Because it,
well, no, no,
this
no,
is
no,
your,
no.
Just like it was PC or GDUP's auspicious debut, it's also your auspicious debut as
I
a stand-up
do.
Comic. What's that?
Well, I'm not, I'll work it into stuff. Well, you can't put all this pressure on me. Now everyone's going to be expecting all this.
Oh, I thought you were just going to expect me to go silent and let you, like, do your set.
Yeah, maybe next week. I said this was an idea, like an hour before the show, because I thought about it today, so I thought I'd...
Well, I thought you were brainstorming, because that's
what...
I was. That's
so that means I don't have material yet. No. Okay, the one bit that I thought that was pretty good, I came up today. Ann and I, we went for a walk, because I just got this amp.
Wait, hang on a second.
Record player.
Let's start over. I'm going to be perfectly quiet, and then you just act like you're performing in front of a club.
Okay. Hey, how's it going, everyone? No, but, so Ann and I went for this walk, and, I just got a record player working again, so I wanted to buy some more vinyl. Well, we were hungry, so we stopped at McDonald's, and I got to yell at some asshole driver guy, cause pulling out in front of us pedestrians, and so that was fun. I got the adrenaline pumping, so I was all ready to go. So we went in, and, they had, you know, some, I guess, handicapped guy working as sandwich maker was his title, I guess, the lady said later on. And a big order came in for double cheeseburgers, so he started making those to get it all out of the way. I guess there was 20 or so. And this fat lady comes up, and she noticed, she hears the manager talking about, like, oh, why'd you do that? He's like, oh, I wanted to get the order out of the way. She said, no, you're supposed to do this, blah, blah, blah. So now there was a holdup in the line. This fat lady walks up, and she's like, how long is the wait? The manager said, well, like 5 minutes. Like, oh, well, I heard the noise that you were trying to make earlier.
Blard.
What?
Blard.
Blard?
That's what fat people say when they're hungry. They go, blarg.
Blarg.
Yeah.
No, but, so here's this fat lady. She goes, no, I'll just take a Coke. Like, I mean, I thought, I instantly pulled out my pad of paper to write it down because I was like, okay, hold on a second, lady. You're at McDonald's, but you won't wait 5 minutes. For your fast food. You know, maybe this is life sign telling you,
slow down on the eating.
You know, really?
You're as fat as you are now, and you're like, damn it, I just ate at Wendy's 5 minutes ago. I need more food.
But she didn't want food. She only wanted a soda.
Well, no. She was going to get food, but she changed it. Like, she was all pissed. She was like, oh, I can't wait that long. Just give me a Coke.
Well, you know what it was? She made a scene so everybody was looking, so she couldn't still say, I want 5 Big Macs. So she's like, I'll take a Diet Coke.
I know. That happened. And then when we get our food, we're walking back. There's a reserved handicap table at this McDonald's.
Yeah.
All right. And I guarantee you, only fucking big old fat asses who got handicapped from eating McDonald's sit there.
Well, yeah. You know, 20 years ago, McDonald's didn't need that, but people have been eating it for 20 years, and now they weigh 500 pounds.
Yeah, I mean...
Everybody out there, in case you didn't know already, McDonald's makes you fat. You ought never to eat there. I gotta say that to myself, too. We want to go there because it's convenient and we're in a hurry, but...
Here's a better reason not to eat at McDonald's.
What?
Imagine the sweat of 7 different nations being on your food.
Yeah, the sweat of 7 different nations. That's true. You got, well, where we are anyway. You got Guatemala and Puerto Rico and Bangalore.
All McDonald's everywhere.
Well, I don't know. I don't travel. I'm not a world traveler. I don't know what McDonald's are like in Indiana.
I'm sure
in Indiana, they're probably all white.
I'm sure there's a bunch of Mexicans.
No. Exactly. You have all white people in your...
Oh, is this white bread Indiana?
I figure that, you know, sort of like when a piece of paper is set on fire, the immigrants infect the nation from the outside in. They burn their way from the coast to the core.
You're saying that immigrants are burning their way into the states?
Yes, exactly. From the outside in.
Do you have a problem with immigrants?
Starting with the coast. Well, at this point, yes. I think it's time to close the borders. We got too many people.
But is it rebel and immigrant?
Well, he's here already. He can stay, but I say close the doors now, and nobody else can come in.
No, but rebel is America. He's not even that cool of an immigrant.
Well, he thinks I'm a racist. But actually, in all actuality, he's probably more racist because he's assuming that because I'm white, I'm racist. What's that?
He embodies racism.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's like the racist of the internet.
I've heard, like, sometimes if I'm on the air with, like, him and Ted, he'll make, like, comments about me being a racist. Like, with everything else, like, he'll, like, try to twist it around so it sounds like I was making some kind of racist put down. Just because that's where his mind is at. But
well,
he's cool.
I don't know about that.
He must not be too mad because he still talks to me on AIM, so he must know I'm not really a racist.
Listen to you. No, he's not really a racist. I'm just a bad boy.
Oh, how could he be a racist? He's from India.
Yeah, because India, no racism.
Right? No, people are racist everywhere, not just here. Okay, Zach, we got to do some calls. I'm going to put you on the spot. The name is Woody Harrelson, and a woman is going to answer. Okay? I'll be right back.
Wait, have we called her?
Nope. I'll be right back.
How do you know?
See, he's trying to get me to drag it out and make this call take forever to make. And I'm just going to cut him off and dial. You ready?
No.
Woody Harrelson.
Hello? Yes?
Hey! Is Woody there?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Martha.
Who are you trying to reach?
Woody? I just got his number from Jan. I was told I was supposed to call him tonight. Who is this?
I'm sorry, who is this?
I told you, this is Martha. Is this Amy, or...
No.
What?
I think you must have the wrong number.
Just put Woody on.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure it'd work out better that way.
Hello?
Woody?
Hello?
Woody?
Who is this?
Oh, this is Martha. How you been? Long time to talk.
Martha.
I was talking to Jan the other day, and, you came up, and I asked how you were doing, so she gave me your number.
No, I don't know who you are.
She didn't tell you I was calling?
No.
Oh, well, that's kind of awkward. Well, here, let me call her real quick. Jan? Woody.
we lost him.
Woody.
You go. As soon as he says, hang on, I'll call you, he'll go.
Yeah, I thought so. I was trying to get you to be in there.
Oh, well, you don't have to just say I got my sister listening on the line or whatever you want to do, whatever character you want to go with.
Okay.
What do you call, what's the name for my real voice? This number was just confirmed, by the way.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I don't know what he's saying to these people when he's confirming his numbers. He's scaring them and pissing them off. What was that about? You hear that?
Yeah.
Bitch just picked up and hung up. You know, Jim, if you're harassing and bothering these people before you call when you're confirming your numbers, you ought to sort of let us know that they're already set off. What?
No, we should call someone and say we just got an answering machine message with saying that we should call this number back.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that too.
Let's say call her back because we know she's at her phone.
You want to call her back? Okay, yeah. Let's try. Bitch, why you hang up on me? Now the cat wants to be all loud, choking on the hairball. I feel bad because it obviously takes her a while to get to the phone. I picture some old lady, inch by inch, moving towards the phone, just to hang it up.
I'm not picking that up. It's those kids. The robots.
Did you get it? You want to try somebody else?
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's go back to Neo and try Irma Linda Kasapi, okay? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, hey.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, I'm going to be calling. You there?
Hello?
Yes. How are you doing? It's me and my buddy Edgar.
Hello.
And his grandson Michael.
Hey.
No,
this is the right number because you were answering the phone. How are you doing this evening? Are you available for Parcheesi on Tuesday?
Mrs. Hong. Hello.
We just got your number on the answering machine, saying you would be more than happy to fill in. Because right now we're players short. It's me, Edgar, and Michael.
There was a problem with Jill, and she has to go in for a throat draining. She won't be able to make it.
Hello.
She's gone. I like how we've gotten so many working numbers tonight.
You know who probably wouldn't be expecting a call right now?
Who?
Handpull and Noodle House.
Handpull Noodle House? Well, somebody want to give me the number to Handpull Noodle House, maybe we can call them after all this time. Handpull Noodle House.
They won't be ready now.
they would be least expecting it now.
Long Duong is waiting and ready
up. Yeah, I'll have to call Long Duong if Ted calls in later. But I don't know that number. How about Choo Choo?
Sure.
Choo Choo. I'll be right back.
I like the choos.
Choo Choo. Oh, come on.
Hello. We are not available now. Thank you for your call.
Oh, man, it hung up on me. What are the odds that I'd be able to hack two machines in one night?
Yeah.
Not very good. I have a requested prank call from somebody that I work with who wanted me to prank call somebody who was mean to her. So the name she gave me was Viola Wright. And I don't know if I was able to find the number because they all seem like they're the wrong town. But we can call and talk with them anyway.
All right.
Okay. Okay, I'll start.
The person you are calling does not take unidentified calls. Your caller ID was blocked. To temporarily unblock your caller ID,
how do we leave a name?
To complete just this call, press 0. To enter an access code, press 1. Or to record your name. The person you are calling.
Hello, how are you doing, dear? It's me, Miss Jill. And I'm calling.
Please hold while we attempt to complete your call. This may take a few moments.
Imagine she picks up. Well, at least her phone is going to ring and wake her up now, bitch. You're up now, bitch.
Still trying.
What's up now, bitch? She's not going to pick up, but at least we woke her up, bitch.
Still trying.
Oh, hello.
Please continue to hold.
Hello there, young child. This is Hubert.
Now connecting to an answering machine. This may take up to 1 minute. Please hold.
Up to a minute to connect to a fucking answering machine? I guess the hamster's got to get up to speed on their wheels.
I guess so.
I didn't need to impress you. You want to leave your message or you want me to? I'll do it.
We'll just ad-lib.
Okay.
Please continue to hold.
This is a long way.
I can't use my real voice in case I ever do meet her in person.
Yes.
Please continue to hold.
Please continue to hold.
I dipped my balls in your salad.
Yo, how are you doing?
Please continue to hold.
Yeah.
You ever have veggie balls?
Veggie balls are good.
Please continue to hold.
They taste like vegetables.
Sounds like a tech support voice.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to click on...
Please continue to hold.
And then, proceed to settings, control panel. Oh, wait, go ahead, click start run.
Please continue to hold. We're sorry, we were unable to connect to the answering system.
Bitch.
Please try.
Yeah, well, I didn't think that one would work. That's why it was written on the back burner.
Burgers?
Yeah, exactly. When I was a kid, there was a game called Ultima. You ever play, like, the old Ultima games? Not, like, Ultima Online. I mean, like, the old, like, Apple II Ultimas.
Yeah.
You remember Ultima 3? You ever play that one?
No.
That one was cool. It was cool, and it was unique in the series in that you could go into the town, and you could, well, part of the Ultima series, you could steal from the stores, but there was a random chance that you would get caught. So if you got caught, like, everybody in the town would want to come and try to kill you. All the guards would be coming after you and try to kill you, and they're all really strong. But once you got really strong in the game, you could just go into town and steal everything and kill everyone and just walk out. And that's what it, like, it became, like, towards the end there. That's, like, the only reason, like, why kids were playing it. So they took that out of the game in, like, the later versions. And you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that make a great idea to take that Ultima idea and do it now in 3D, like a role-playing game where you can enter into the town, you kill all the non-player characters, steal all their shit, and leave town? Wouldn't that be great?
Well, they kind of have that in a lot of other games.
Do they? You can,
like,
kill the non-player characters? You can leave and then go back and they're all there again?
Yeah, they're all there again.
That's what was great about it. You could leave and then you go back. In case you need to buy something, you steal all their shit and then use their money to go buy shit you need, right?
Yep.
Anyway, you want to try somebody else?
Hour 23 minutes.
My Fantastic Club, how can I help you?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I had reservations earlier, but when I called to confirm them, my wife told me that they were canceled.
That what?
My reservation. reservations. My wife said she just called and they were canceled.
They were canceled? No, no, no.
Yeah.
What do you have, sweetie?
I'm done.
Oh, you have a bachelor party?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name?
Search.
What's your name, baby?
My name's Steve.
I can't hear you.
Steve? Yes.
Steve? Okay, how many people do you have?
I have eight.
Eight people? Okay, no problem. Come in.
Yeah, eight in the beginning, but then about 20 more should show up.
Okay, that's not a problem.
We have a table for eight now, but we have for 28 later.
28 later?
Yeah, total. 28 in total.
28 total.
Yeah, eight in the beginning.
Okay, I was Okay, that's not a problem, sweetie. You just come in.
Jen, is that your name?
My name is Tara.
Tara?
Yes.
So we can do this.
Yes, that's not a problem.
Is it circular tables or the rectangle ones?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. One more time?
Will we be seated at circular tables or the rectangular ones?
You know what? I can't hear a thing you're saying. Hold on a second. Okay, try that again.
What kind of tables will we be seated at?
Well, it depends on what you have. If you want to buy some bottles, we can get you VIP section. Depends.
Yeah? How much are the bottles?
I'm sorry?
Yeah. How much are the shoelaces?
How much are shoelaces?
No, how much are the bottles, you said?
Oh, the bottles. There's different prices. You know what, sweetie? I'm going to transfer you to my manager, and he'll be able to explain everything to you, okay?
Thank you, Lori.
Okay, what's your name, baby?
I told you, this is Steve.
Steve, okay, hold on.
Thanks.
It's very loud there. Sound of it. Flopping boobs.
Steve, Tony speaking. Steve? Hello? Hello? Steve?
Hello?
Yes, Steve.
Yeah, Tony.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Tony speaking.
Yeah, I was told that I would have to buy some bottles once I got there.
No, you don't have to buy bottles.
Oh.
It's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I mean, how much are we looking at?
Depending what you're buying, obviously. What are you buying? You know, bottles range from vodka is 300 to 325 a bottle. Champagnes range from 300 to 800. Again, we have a whole bottle list. You'd have to, see, depending on what you drink.
Yeah, I was the range. I got to know how much cash to bring with me.
Well, I just said from, vodkas start at 300. The champagnes actually start at 200 up to 800, depending on what you're getting.
Okay.
So, all right.
Is your $500 range, is that good, or?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, some places I've drank it and it was shit. To be quite frank, it's not shitty, is it?
No, I mean, listen, a bottle of Cristal, Cristal champagne. You talking about champagne?
Yeah,
champagne. We have all the ones that like Cristal is $4.50 a bottle. Cristal Rosé is $5.50. You have PJ Rosé, PJ Blanc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we have all the known brand champagnes.
Oh, awesome. Well, I went to one place one time and it didn't work out.
Oh, well, give us a shot.
There's about 30 people coming in.
Just call us when you're on your way. When you're about 15 minutes away, give me a call.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And I'll what's your name?
This is Steve. Steve Mahogan.
Steve Mahogan?
Yeah.
All right. your name down. When you're 15 minutes away, give me a call, and I'll set you up.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, very good. My name's Tony.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
You got it.
$500 for a bottle of vodka?
No.
He said between like $300 and $700 for like vodka?
I think so.
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Zach. What, did you fall asleep? You thought I was talking to you?
Yeah.
You forgot I'm doing a show over here?
Yeah.
I just started talking after being quiet for so long and thought I was talking to him. He fell asleep on the couch. He's so cute. Oh, yeah, my little angel. Are you hungry? No? Why don't you go to bed and lay down? So I'm not keeping you up. And you're not making me feel like I need to be quiet.
Well, what are you guys saying? Good night and kissing?
He's going to bed because he's falling asleep on the couch. Because he didn't go to sleep last night. I woke up this morning and the house is empty at like 9 in the morning because he went out to go get his haircut in the rain with no umbrella. And for breakfast.
What?
That's the story and he's sticking to it.
What did he do?
I don't know.
I think he's cheating on you.
It could be.
Well, actually, he came to Indiana. There's a new teleporter link.
Yeah. Zach says you were in Indiana with he and Ann in a hot three-way.
We wanted some of the bone action.
Give some of the bone action.
Yeah, isn't that his nickname? The bone.
Let's try one more, and then I'm going to take a break. Okay?
Right.
The name is Hola Mummy.
All right. Hola Mummy.
Yeah. Hola Mummy. Is that like Hello Kitty? Okay.
All right.
I'll start out.
Hola, Ramon.
Hola.
Hello.
Is this Hola?
No.
Hola, Mommy?
Oh, she's not the one.
She's not the one?
Yeah.
I heard she was the one.
Oh, I'm a...
To save us and free us from the Matrix.
What?
McNabe.
She's going to free us all. Can I speak to Mr. Mummy?
Oh, she's not around.
I didn't say she, I said Mr. Mr. Mummy.
She.
Oh, so the operation was a success.
What?
Is Mrs. Mummy there?
No, she's not here, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, can you got a pen? Can you take a message for me?
Oh. I don't know when I'm going to see her, but you want to leave a message?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is, maybe you remember? Or are you going to go get a pen?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay, okay.
Hey, hold on.
Okay. Sounds like somebody's making kissy sounds at me.
Now, quiet. Hello?
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah.
This is Mark down at Butt Naked Entertainment.
Mark?
At Butt Naked Entertainment.
Okay.
And the phone number is 313-934-9063. And we're calling about her audition.
Okay.
We're giving her a call back. We want to give her a job. We were impressed at her audition and the perkiness of her breast, still after all these years.
Well, you want her to give you a call so that you can discuss that with her very well?
She wants to be a dancer. We want to let her.
Okay, no problem. I will give this to her. If she doesn't call you tomorrow, she'll call you on Monday.
Okay, do you like to dance?
No.
You don't like to dance?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you like to come down and watch people dance.
No. Well, you will talk to her on Monday.
Okay, I'll give you some free passes. You come in and watch the boobs flop around.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
She wants to go watch the boobs flop around.
A vulgar can say, you know.
How, that's not vulgar.
Yeah.
I didn't even say tits, I said boobs. You want to hear vulgar, you got to listen to Dick and Dyke Before Me. They actually, I was thinking about relaying them or simulcasting them, and they were just like so gross, I was like, you know, this is grossing me out. I don't even want to broadcast this.
Really?
Yeah.
It was over the line. It was one of those cases of somebody being vulgar just for the sake of being vulgar, thinking that it'll help them get listeners because they can't be interesting or amusing or hold people's attention otherwise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in internet radio.
Well, it's new.
Yeah.
You know, not really structured, but...
We are pioneering. Anyway, buddy, I'm going to let you go so I can take my break because I got to pee and I'm going to slam a beer and I'm going to come back and check my incoming messages because everything is flashing on me.
All right.
Okay, peace out. You're going to prepare your routine and perform it next week for us?
Yeah.
You're set? What are you going to do? Yeah, like, you're going to do like a five-minute set?
No, not 5 minutes.
Well, shoot for the moon.
No, I figured I could just do like a one-minute rant.
Whatever.
And then just, you know, try it out, see what the feedback is.
If you ever want to practice, you can kick the stream and go on and do something if you want.
Let me know, I'll be around.
I thought
to give, you know, something back to you where it would just be on there. And
I appreciate it, though.
No problem. Well, no, I was thinking about actually doing maybe prank phone calls tomorrow.
Really?
When they're back.
Awesome. You're getting the bug back again.
But I won't put them on a site or anything. I'll just give them to you and Ted.
No, put them on your fucking comedy think tank.
No, I don't want to.
Why not?
Because I just don't want to.
Okay, well, I'm sure you have your reasons.
Yeah, quit fucking with me.
Okay.
You're always picking on me.
Peace.
Just because I'm straight, man, doesn't mean that you have to pick on me. Just because I'm different than you.
Fucking breeder.
What?
I'll talk to you next week.
I thought you called me a monkey breeder.
No, I called you a fucking breeder.
Aww.
I love you, man. I'll talk to you online.
Alright,
check you later. Bye-bye. And that was Zachary B. from ComedyThinkTech.com and CollegeSucks.org. And I am going to go take myself a break. And we're going to listen to the other prank call from... maybe I'll take this first. Let's see. Let's see who this is first. I'm not in the mood to
calling.
Play.
Press beforehand. 1. Call from...
Yeah, it's Rachel. I've got the hiccups.
Oh, man!
To take this call, press 1. Now connecting. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello. Which one's that, then? Is that the sexy... Who's that, then? Is that Dave, or...
This is...
Because they're both sexy, so I don't know.
This is Dave, and Keith has gone to bed already. How are you doing, Keith?
I want to speak to Keith. Never mind you.
Yeah, he's a lot cuter than me. He's got a big pee-pee, too.
Oh, okay.
So, how have you been, darling?
I'm okay, darling. How are you?
I'm always surprised to hear you listen, because I can't think of any show I would stay up till that hour of the morning to listen to.
Oh, you're joking, aren't you? No. I love you, Dave, you know. I love KDK. I love the prank calls. I'm a former prank prankster myself, you know. I'm, like, retired, you know. I was, like, busted when I was 14.
Oh, really?
Oh, really.
I never got caught.
I was hauled up before the cops and shit.
Actually,
yeah.
Me and a friend were over a friend's house, and we pranked the operator, and they got in trouble after we left.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never actually been busted?
No.
So you're, like, immune?
I hope so.
Shit, you see, I've had to face the, like, police officer.
Oh, really?
In Britain as well. So it's, like, really mean.
Okay, what did you do in the call that somebody called the cops?
No, it was, officially it was mischievous calls, but I was, like, 14, okay? And they, we had loads of different games going on, but it was just, like, it was just funny. From our point of view, it was an offbeat sense of humor, but from their point of view, it was, like, illegal.
You got it. Okay, I guess you were calling the same person over and over and over again, and that's how you got caught.
Only the interesting ones, you know? The interesting ones, yeah, you have to. But yeah, that was our downfall, I reckon, because, yeah.
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 One of these days, Long Dong is going to catch on and get us all busted.
He's a laugh, though.
So what do they say? The cops come around to you and they're like, did you make these calls?
We got away with it for about 6 months. This is when I was like 14. Me and my brother, we had great fun. But yeah, the cops, as in like British police officers, which is not cops, but it's like, you know.
And they, like, caught up with us, and they were like, oh, you're making mischievous phone calls, you know, it's not very on and stuff. But it was, apparently it was just classed as mischievous phone calls, and they gave us, like, a warning, like, never to do it again. So you can't really, like, you know.
Well, that's cool. Hopefully when I get caught, I'll get one warning. Actually, I have been caught many times, but most people just don't care because I'm not an angry, evil person. I don't scare people.
Yeah.
I try not to, anyway. If I do scare someone, it's inadvertently.
I don't... You don't do nasty stuff, though.
I try not to.
Yeah. Okay. So, you sound really quiet tonight. I don't know what's... Maybe it's my phone. You sound really quiet.
I sound quiet on the show or quiet on the phone?
No, quiet on my phone.
Oh, really?
Hang on.
I hope that doesn't mean my phone is dying, but we got another one that's been charging all day.
I think it's my phone.
Because I've been using the phone an awful lot already tonight.
No, it's probably my phone. I don't know. Anyway. So, what's going on then, Dave? Anything?
Oh, the same old birth, school, work, death. You know how it goes. The order of life. Birth, school, work, death.
Yeah.
Work. I bought myself a new DVD player today because I was tired. I always talk on the air about how I like to rent movies and copy them, so I got, like, movies to watch when I'm bored or when... I have a hard time falling asleep. I'm an insomniac, so what I do is I'll put on a movie and I'll watch it, and eventually I'll end up falling asleep during it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll end up watching the same movie, like, 12 times before I'll actually eventually see the whole thing.
12 times? Hang on, you're exaggerating there, because, like, 12 times...
It could take me 12 times before I get through a movie, you know, without falling asleep. You know, because I'll see 20 minutes.
Nah, I don't believe that.
I'll see 20 minutes and then I fall asleep.
I don't believe the 12 time shit.
Oh, believe me. I've done it at least that many times. It's gotten to the point where Keith has heard the music from a movie and knew what I was watching. Because I've been watching the same movie for 2 weeks.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So I lay down and I watch my movies, and the problem is, if we put the PS2 in the bedroom, the PS2 is the only machine that we have aside from the computer that can read a DVD RW.
Yeah, that's what my brother's got.
I have an old DVD player, but I can't play my copies because it's so old. And the old computer, the old drive in the old computer, is from like 3 or 4 years ago, so that DVD-ROM in Keith's computer can't pick it up. So the only way for me to lay down and watch movies in bed in the bedroom is if I move the PS2 in there. But I also like to be able to use the computer while I'm playing PS2 games. So I like to have it in the living room, in the same room where I am now.
Okay. So what games do you play then, Dave?
I like role-playing games.
I'm sure your listeners want to know, you know.
I love role-playing games. I'm a weird gamer because I tend to play one game at a time until I beat it and finish it, and then I move on to another game. Very strange that way, I know.
No. It's interesting, you know.
Right now I'm playing a game called Ark the Lad, Part 4 for the PS2, Twilight of the Spirits. And probably nobody's ever heard of it, but it's like the best kick-ass role-playing game I've played since Final Fantasy VII. Well, maybe since Dark Cloud 2. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm almost done. I'm on the final boss, but I have to go back. I'm at that stage where I have to go back and level up because I'm not strong enough to beat the boss yet. I hate that part.
Okay. So, I can understand that because I've got a brother that plays that game, plays games like that all day long, you know.
Yeah.
So, is it the escapism that you go for? Is it the escapism? Cause
I like the level building, the character management.
Going to a different world and stuff.
Not really. I like the management, the micromanagement of like the spells and the weapons and the attributes and all that shit.
The weapons and the attributes.
Well, there are no weapons in the Ark the Lad per se. You can add upgrades to the weapons and just, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really good storyline too. A really complex storyline. It's a good 70-hour game probably.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a long one. I've been playing it for 50 hours.
Okay. Okay, no.
You play games?
No, I don't play games, but my brother, he's a Pisces, the same as you, and he's always escaping to all these crazy games and stuff, and I have to humour him and stuff. You know, I'm always on my laptop writing silly articles and stuff, and he's always, like, playing games, and I don't know, he's got all these crazy games, and it's just, I don't know, you know?
Keith is a lot more obsessed with the games than I am.
Really?
He's got hundreds of different sim games.
I can get the imagination, don't get me wrong, you know. I'm into the imagination, but, like, I don't know, you know. At the end of the day, it's just like graphics, you know. It's hours going by and graphics.
Well, they are fun, so it is amusement, entertainment.
Yeah.
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 But
I'm a very picky gamer. It's really hard for me to find a game I like.
Really?
I play a game and maybe I don't like the interface or I don't like the control setup, and I just won't play it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've probably got like 50 to 60 PS2 games, and I only ever play that one.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I'm probably going to play Devil May Cry Part 2, even though I heard it was bad, but I like that kind of game.
Well, you're so ahead of us, you Yank, you know. You are, though, seriously. It's like, I don't know, 12 months before we get that kind of shit over here.
Really? You don't have Devil May Cry yet?
Well, we probably have on it now. I'm a girl, God's sake. Probably have got it somewhere.
Yeah. Basically, anyway. You just run around and slash things. That game's cool because you have guns and swords, so you can slash somebody into the air with your swords and then shoot them while they're in the air with your guns.
Yeah, but it's a violence thing.
Violence.
Though, you know?
I'm all about the violence.
What are you on about the violence for?
I love violence.
No, you don't.
I used to.
Where's the violence coming from, Dave?
I used to compete in underground fight clubs. I'm into the violence.
Okay.
Well, I don't like acting on the violence. I like watching.
Yeah.
You know what I saw the other day? The freakiest thing I've ever seen. The weirdest, most fucked up movie I ever saw.
Yeah.
This is a landmark. It's called Erotic Nights of the Living Dead. It's a horror porno movie.
Oh,
it really is
I'm
a horror
so
movie, and it really
that.
Is a porno movie. Hardcore porn with like money shots and shit. And it's also like a zombie movie with like people running around eating each other. It's like the most fucked up shit. Anybody use BitTorrent? You got to download that if you're of age.
Now, hang on. Let me hold you right there.
Uh huh.
Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Is that another call you got?
What's that?
Is that another call you've got there?
Who?
Have you... Okay, yeah, that's what I'm like. Have you got another call there?
Arthur Cool?
Okay, forget that one. Okay, now, can you explain BitTorrent to me? Because I've tried to figure that out.
Well, first you have to download a client.
Yeah.
You know how when you click on an MP3 on a website, Winamp will open up and play it for you?
You
need a client that'll act the same way with BitTorrent. When you click on a torrent, it'll open up and handle the download for you. So the program you need to install is called BitTornado. And you can do a search, and you can find it very easily. It's a free
download.
Yeah, but
I've had loads of BitTorrent, all sorts of people. And, I don't know, do they want your, like, URL number or something?
You what?
Do they want your URL?
No.
So,
go to Google and do a search for download BitTornado. It's the name of the software.
Tornado.
And then you can go to a site called you can try if you're into horror movies. You can go to crazymazies.kicks-ass.org. crazymazieskicksass.org. That's where you find like all the weirdest horror movies.
Really?
Yeah, I love that place. Right earlier today, I was downloading the film version of Parasite Eve. Which was a really cool game way back when. Or you can go to supernova.org without the E.
I've messed around with BitTorrent, honestly.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but trouble with the damn thing.
Well, did you install the BitTornado?
I don't know. I've had like BitTorrent this, BitTorrent that, BitTorrent.org, BitTorrent... You know what it's like, you know?
Type it in, go to Google, and in parentheses put download BitTornado.
Okay, I'll do that then.
And then
I'll remember
get that.
That
program and then go to Supernova and it'll
okay.
be all cool.
I'll remember that day.
I'm going to let you go because I know it's probably costing you an arm and a leg to call America.
Well, actually, it's very much cheaper than phoning like a mobile phone.
Oh, really?
If you want to go, you know, don't mind me.
How much does it cost, like, per minute, like, from England to America?
Well, my brother phones me on his mobile phone from London.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, about, I don't know, it's much cheaper than it is. It's much more expensive, sorry, than it is to phone you.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cheap.
Because it's a mobile phone.
If you want to use that as a get-out clause, Dave, don't mind me.
No, I can sit here and talk with you all night, but I'm feeling guilty that I'm, like, running up a phone bill and you're too polite to tell me to shut up and go away.
Anyway, I want to tell you about... Hang on. Wait, before we go, okay?
Uh-huh.
I've got to tell you about my great Living TV Ghost Hunter celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
You met him already?
No, I haven't. I was supposed to meet him on Thursday, but because of his schedule and shit. Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to say schedule?
schedule. Well, he's shit. Well, he phoned me up today and he said that he'll meet me on Monday, so I'm going to go meet him at his hotel.
Awesome.
In London.
At his hotel?
At his hotel, you know.
Is he single?
He goes, no, yeah, he's single and shit.
Ooh.
But, no, the thing is, he's very smooth though, Dave, you know?
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, well, we'll have breakfast together. You know? Like, I don't know, who he thinks I'm working for? I don't know.
Who thinks you're what?
I don't know who he thinks I'm working for, whether it's like, I don't know.
Well, maybe he thinks that you're with a big paper or something.
Something, like, I don't know, I think he's just, like, hedging his bets, but,
well, maybe he wants to meet you, and, you know, he heard you on the phone, so you have a pretty voice, so he wants to, has he been to your site and seen your picture?
Well, yeah, because I, like, made acquaintances with him, because he used to have a magazine about ghosts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I wouldn't flatter myself with that game. But, no.
You're a hottie. He wants to bone you in the hotel room.
Oh. God damn you.
Okay, I probably should have said that.
No, because it's, like, really early in the morning. It's, like, It's, like, I've got to meet him at 10 in the morning. So,
On Monday?
On Monday, yeah. Because I can't do tomorrow.
Yeah. So. 10's not early.
He reckons we'll have breakfast together. But it's okay, because I can talk about ghosts and shit. So.
Yeah, and have breakfast with somebody you admire.
Well, you know, maybe he's interested, Dave. I don't know, you know. I'll find out.
You'll be able to sell your article for some bucks.
Well, if you want to put it like that, you know.
Well, if all else fails, that's the upside.
Know, if I have to do that, yeah. Okay, Dave. Okay, I can see what you want me to let you go and all that.
I don't want you to let me go, but...
Sure you do, Dave.
Okay, get off my phone.
Okay, hang on, Dave. Hang on, before I go, okay. I want to go, right. Where's Ted tonight?
With Ted?
Yeah, where's Teddy?
I have no idea. I haven't heard from Ted in a while.
Oh, really?
I don't think I've heard from him since last week. Oh. He's been busy with work and stuff, I suppose.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I guess. Maybe he'll pop in the chat room and... Then we'll have a ghetto style.
Yeah. Okay,
so keep on listening. Well, don't go. Don't keep listening. You go to bed.
No, because it's you, Dave.
You know what it is? Because you don't have a 9-to-5 job. You're probably used to staying up till 8 in the morning.
Yeah, that's the thing, Dave, you see.
Yeah.
Because if I had a 9-to-5, like, I'd say, like, see you later, Dave.
Uh-huh. But you get to sleep to all hours.
Yeah, I can, like, get out when I want, you know. Yeah. That's the beauty of it. You know, I get no money and shit, but... I can listen to you all day. Hi, what do you want?
Okay, well...
Yeah, let me go then, Dave.
I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe, if you're lucky.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
I love you too.
And that was Rachel. God bless you, Rachel. Right now in England, it is like 5 in the morning or some shit like that. If it's 12:18 here, that means it's 1, 2, 3, 4:18 in England. So God bless you for listening. I know we're a very late program for overseas people. We're good for West Coast and East Coast America people, I guess. We're good for the East Coast because we get good numbers starting at 10 o'clock, and then usually after midnight. Well, not tonight, but usually after midnight, the numbers start going up and the West Coast people start coming in. But we're still at 52 people, which isn't bad. We're beating NHB, Social Crime, New Era, Wild Bunch, everybody. Because we kick ass. Anyway, I've been talking forever, so I really do need to take myself a short break this time. So I'm going to play play some stuff here. I'm going to play that second prank call. Excuse me. I'm going to play that second prank call that we got from GDUP, who may or may not still be in our chat room. Let me see if he's still in the chat room. Yeah, he's still in the chat room. So listen to this prank call, and go tell GDUP what you think. Show the love. KDKPrankCalls.com, click on the link for the chat room. Or if you're an IRC user, it's irc.centralchat.net. Go in there and give me your info for prank calls. Let's start another round of prank calls right after this.
Hello? Sean?
Who?
Sean.
Sean.
Nah, you got the wrong number.
I got the wrong number?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll still be talking to you then. What up, player?
Doing all right? Chilling?
Who's this?
Man, this is Michael.
Michael?
Yeah, word. Word to my mother. We hit the west side player. Hit the mic. Break the boss. Don't want none of this. I put a hole in your mouth.
The fuck are you smoking, nigga?
That is
you
that's free. That's freestyling, man. I'm telling you, that's freestyling.
Freestyling.
I mean, I rolled down the street.
Hold up, man. I rolled down the street
in my truck. Go to your house. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? I'll slap your mouth and take your mom's house.
Yeah, nigga, word. I'll fucking bust my fucking glass and fucking put that bitch in your fucking mouth, bitch.
Uh-oh.
What's up, nigga?
Oh, all right. I come down the street with Nikes on my feet. Don't want none of me. I hit a light pole across your teeth.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking be slamming a fucking light pole up your fucking teeth. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I thought we was having a freestyle battle.
Nigga, I ain't having no freestyle battle.
Are we not battling?
Nah, nigga.
Are we not?
Nah.
No, this ain't
no
battle.
Shit, you ain't got no skills for what?
I don't got no skills.
Shit, nigga, man, you got shit, nigga.
I thought I was a little flip.
You ain't fucking nobody.
So I can't freestyle?
Maybe you can't fucking freestyle with
the shit. Oh, man. Alright, man. I got the wrong number. I thought this was Murder Inc. or something, man. Alright. Yeah. Across the street.
Got no skills, nigga.
I got more skills. I'm about to hang up the phone like I dropped my pills on the seal.
Some people think she was smoking while she was talking to me, saying, I don't smoke anymore. I don't smoke.
Man!
shouldn't have bust me so hard.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
You shouldn't have bust me so hard.
I did?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
When?
Don't you have something to say?
Huh?
Don't you have something to say?
Don't I have something to say?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hard fucking?
Oh, my God.
Slow down. I'm going to squirt. Sorry.
I'm sorry I don't have a picture of her.
Shut up!
Yeah, one is all you need.
One what?
You fucking dick! What are you smoking?
Cock push-ups?
Huh?
Cock push-ups?
Oh, my. Who is this?
God, I'm fucking hungry. I'm gonna check the fridge.
Yeah?
Please, don't offer me anything.
Such as what?
Better, closer, warmer.
Don't offer you anything.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Give it to me.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to watch my figure.
You are? Why?
Fucking cock ass! So I lose some of the weight.
You know what? Do you have a lot of weight?
Fuck you!
Well, then get out of the refrigerator.
Fuck my ass. What else?
Well, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. When?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Hard fucking?
Why not?
You shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
Well, wouldn't if you didn't want it.
Get on top, honey. You know what I was thinking?
What?
Hard fucking?
Yeah, I know, that's what you were thinking.
Hard fucking? Cock push-ups?
That's not like a broken record.
Hard fucking?
Hello?
Yeah, one is all you need.
One what?
Cock push-ups? Listen.
Yeah.
What's funny?
Hmm?
What's funny?
What's funny?
Yeah.
You are.
Dude, listen.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Cost you a dollar.
Shut up! Okay.
Yeah.
See? It's like in simple.
Mm-hmm.
Man! What's funny?
You are.
What's funny? What are you doing?
Oh, my Lord.
Hey.
Yeah. You gonna tell me who this is?
I love you.
Well, I hope so, after all that.
Heart fucking? Shouldn't have fucked me so hard.
A break from that fat dish prank call because we got a call coming in from Neo from the West Coast.
Hello.
Thank you for all your help tonight and your working numbers.
You're welcome.
I think it was a very good idea to switch over to, you know, only doing working, confirmed working numbers.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
even though it puts a little pressure on the people who are trying to get the numbers,
it makes a better listening experience for everybody else.
It's worth it.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah, it really is worth it. And if I don't get your numbers, you know, you can always save them until next week. Because
yeah.
They're already confirmed. Unless, like, a month goes by, you know, they're probably still going to be active.
Yeah.
So how are you enjoying the show tonight? I'm having fun.
I'm enjoying it okay.
Hmm?
I'm enjoying it okay.
Like, oh, what don't you like?
Nothing. I mean, I'm just kind of depressed because, I mean, like, the last Saturday before school starts, oh, well.
Well, even if you can't stay up late and listen with us on Saturday, you can always listen to the archives.
Yeah.
But you're probably better anyway because I added out the dumb crap.
Yeah, but the dumb crap is cool.
No, I cut out the parts where I, like, dial, and
no.
I don't get anybody and stuff like that.
Okay.
And certain times where I said some things that ought not to be repeated. that stuff is gone forever.
I want to do a call.
You want to do a call?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You have anybody in mind?
No.
Okay, let's go to your numbers, and we can have you call up, how about you talk to Song Go Song?
Okay.
Sing a Song Go Song. I don't know. Okay, you got like 30 seconds to think of something good.
Okay.
Gotta get some like put on the spot music. And I can't play music now because I don't want to interrupt that fat dish prank call. I want to be able to pick it up where I left off. It's a very long prank call to a gay guy that fat dish has called many, many, many times. And oblivious.
Please enter your.
Not too bright, horny gay guy. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Song Goal Song.
Over there.
Hello?
No English.
Hello?
Oh, man, she goes, no English here, and hangs right up. She was too foreign. Okay, how about...
Call her back.
You want to call her back?
Yeah.
Okay. We don't normally do this, but... No English.
Hello. No one is available. You're calling. Leave a message after.
Okay, leave her a message.
Bitch, don't be hanging up on me. What the fuck do you think you are? You know what? Whatever. I ain't gonna be calling you back anymore. Fuck you.
You told her? Too bad she doesn't know what the hell you said. She heard like blah 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 fuck blah 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 fuck. Because they all know what the curses mean.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what curses mean. How about, do you think you can have some fun with Burrito Brothers Restaurant?
Yeah.
I'll give you a choice here. How about the Hempel Noodle House or Burrito Brothers?
Hempel.
Hempel. I knew you were going to say that. I'm dying to call them, actually. They're probably, I remember they close at like midnight, my time, don't they, or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's too late for them. How about,
okay.
You want to try Butt Naked Entertainment?
What?
What is that? You sent that number in for Butt Naked Entertainment? What is that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you can call them and ask, I guess. No, wait. No, I don't want to do a bar because it's going to be loud and we're not going to be able to hear them. Let's do a person. How about Gong Bing Hong? Did
okay.
We do that already? Did we do Gong Bing Hong?
Yeah.
We did?
Oh, no, we didn't.
We haven't called him yet?
No.
Okay, we're going to now. Gong Bing Hong. Gong Bing Hong. Okay, Gong Bing Hong.
Hello?
Jawa?
Hello?
Jawa? Can I sing you a song? I'm lonely right now.
Honey?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. Up above the sky so high. Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder where you are. Was that a good song?
Oh. He hung in there for the whole song, though.
Yeah.
He listened to the whole thing. I'm looking through the numbers here. I can't even remember whose numbers I haven't gotten to yet here. Okay, Clyde Stinks.
Clyde Stinks?
Clyde Stinks.
Clyde Stinks.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. I have some bad news for you. No, no, please stay calm. This doesn't have to involve you, but Clyde Stinks.
What?
Clyde Stinks. I'm sorry to tell you, but Clyde Stinks.
Yeah?
I'm looking for Clyde Stinks Jr. I'm on the phone with my daughter.
Okay, he's here.
My name is Maurice. Can you put Clyde on?
Ma'am, he stinks. He stinks at everything.
Hello.
He even stinks.
Hello.
Funky.
Clyde. Oh. Hey. It's Maurice from down the road.
Yeah, what about it?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Listen. I'm going to need that lawnmower back.
What lawnmower?
It's the, I want to get one last mow in before the end of the season.
I don't know what lawnmower you're talking about.
The one that you borrowed from me.
Oh, I haven't borrowed any from you.
Yeah, you did. You borrowed it last summer.
No, I'm afraid not.
Yeah, you did.
When I got the new riding mower, I told you you could have the old one because I didn't need it anymore, but I need it back again because the riding mower, well, she crashed it.
You must have a wrong number. I haven't borrowed no lawnmower.
This is Clyde, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I recognize your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are you?
This is Maurice Rosenthal from down the road, and I'm on the phone with my daughter.
Jessica.
Her name is Jessica. And she's a witness. She used to mow the lawn out front because I'm too lazy.
Mower.
Huh?
I love the mower. It was my friend.
She misses the mower.
Well, I don't know what mower you're talking about.
She had a name for it.
Lawnmower.
What was it you used to call the mower?
Snuffy.
What was it?
It was Snuffy.
Snuffy? See, you hear how upset she is.
She may be upset, but I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't borrowed any lawnmower.
Well, do you have a lawnmower?
I have two.
Well, you only need one. Can we have one? And we'll call it Snuffy.
No, I've got a Dixie chopper and a...
We just need to borrow it for one afternoon just so she can get one last mow in.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
You can even come down and watch her. We'll put her in some go-go pants or something.
Where do you live at?
She won't even know any better.
Thanks, Dad.
We live in Bowling Green. Where the hell do you live?
I live 8 miles out.
We live 7.
Huh?
We live about a mile away.
Well, you don't live in Bowling Green then.
Well, when you came over in your pickup and you took the lawnmower, you sure knew where I lived.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even own a pickup.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I've seen you driving around town in that rusty old battle axe.
I know you got the wrong number. I haven't got no pickup, and I've got two SUV GMCs.
Maybe it was Clyde Sr.
No, he's been dead for 7 years. What's your name?
My name's Jessica. Can I have a lawnmower back? Can I have Snuffy, please?
I don't have a lawnmower.
Yes, you do.
She's going through withdrawal. You know how, you know, everybody has, like, something that they can do, something that they use to calm themselves down and to center themselves and get in touch with their feelings? Well, Snuffy was that for her.
Well, what'd you say your name was?
My name is Maurice.
Maurice who?
Rosenthal.
Rosenthal.
Is this an anti-Semitic thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. have Marty the lawnmower. I don't have a pickup truck. You got the wrong.
You got that whole strong black pickup truck, the Ford. You drive it all the way into town.
Jessica, give me another beer, please. Jessica, grab me another beer.
Okay.
Thank you, honey. We like to get liquored up and mow the lawn.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't borrowed no lawnmower, never have.
Well, how about this, Jessica? How about I'll go down to Sears tomorrow and I'll get you a new mower?
No,
and you can...
I want Snuffy.
But you can call the new one Snuffy.
No, I want Snuffy.
And we can have... We can invite everybody over and mow the lawn with you, and we'll have a barbecue.
What's the spider with it?
Huh?
I want Snuffy.
It's just a lawnmower.
So?
It's not the mower that's important. It's the frame of mind that you can put yourself in when you're mowing
Snuffy.
That's important.
I
what?
Snuffy.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have Snuffy.
You do have my lawnmower. Now give it back.
Well, you said you had two. You have your old broken one, and then you have ours.
No, I don't have yours. If you think I've got yours, you
well,
got
I hope you don't have yours. Most people outside of Africa don't have yours. That was a 5%er.
If you think I've got your lawnmower, you call the sheriff.
Okay, we'll do that. We're going to do that.
Yep.
And no matter what lawnmower we find, it's going to be Snuffy.
You're not going to find it here.
Oh, we can appreciate this way all the time. We get free shit this way all the time.
I started cracking up.
That was good. That was fun. I can't believe he didn't hang up. I was like, how ridiculous do we gotta be before this old guy hangs up?
That was great.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, Neil, I'm glad you called, but I'm going to wrap up the program because there's some things I need to talk about before I wrap it up and get out of the way for ghetto style.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
And that was Little Evil Neo from the chat room. And she's a long-time listener to this program. She's one of our longest listeners right up there with Monkey Richie and Ellie and Hellbringer. Thank you, guys. You've been with me for a long time. It's heartening the fact that I can get people to listen, and you guys keep on coming back to listen to my stupid, retarded ass every week. You know, speaking of stupid retarded asses, I have some President Bush audio that I wanted to play tonight. And I'm going to be doing like shit like this every week, just to drill the point home, because even though we only have like 62 people listening, a lot of you are of voting age.
Third, this bill meets our commitment to America's armed forces by preparing them to meet the threats of tomorrow. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
There you go.
We must never stop thinking about how best to defend our country.
How best to offend our country.
We must always be forward-thinking.
Forward-thinking. The George Bush forward-thinking is looking ahead of you while you drive. Scanning the sides of the roads for critters that are going to jump in front of you. Now, you notice, when I play my Bush audio, I'm not talking politics. I don't know a whole lot about politics. My whole bone of contention with Bush is the fact that he's an idiot, and he stole the election. If you need me to explain how he stole the election, just remember that the Republican Party was in charge of the recount. That's all you need to know. Uh-oh.
KDK's Lunatic Fringe, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, man?
Rebel!
What's up?
Hey, Owen Ted! Cool. Is there a ghetto style tonight?
No.
No ghetto style tonight?
No, I still have company over.
Oh, what a bummer. Just get them all in the room and get them all doing pranks.
You know what, I let me walk outside.
That could be like a good bonding activity for the family, you know?
Well, I tried to, like, it's like my brother-in-law who has a problem with it. Like,
I tried to listen, let him listen to some once, and he was not, he was just like, that makes me very uncomfortable, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which ones? Lucius? Lucius?
No, just like, it was a soundboard prank, even.
Wow.
Simple soundboard prank. It's like, sort of, like, non-offensive whatsoever. It was like a Dr. Phil soundboard prank, and he's like, that's against the law. That makes me uncomfortable.
So, wow.
So, like, I don't feel comfortable, like, doing...
Is he Jewish?
No, he's not.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure.
What does that have to do?
I don't understand what Rebel... Honestly, you gotta explain that one.
Like, I don't know, like, for weeks, me and this guy named Digital have been just making fun of Rebel.
Is that his real name?
No, that's... I don't know his real name, too. But yeah, we play Monopoly
You're playing games online with people for like 5 hours.
Wow.
Don't even know who they are.
Hey, that's like playing CS for 5 hours or Diablo, whatever, same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Why? Because Ted plays Counter Strike for 5 hours?
No, I don't.
Did you get a Counter Strike Source yet, Ted?
No.
You can download it, you
know. Why am I gonna download Counter Strike Source?
Because you have Condition Zero, you get it for free, dude. Like, you get it before everybody else.
Yeah, all buggy and glitchy and shit.
I'm out on the porch with Freddy. He's very curious.
Oh, Freddy?
He never gets to go outside, but I figure the patio is okay because he can't... It's on the second floor and he can't get down.
He can't jump off?
He'd have to fall, like, 80 feet, which I don't think he wants to.
Yeah, man, he might get curious.
Yeah, cats fall off of balconies all the time.
Matt sees some Jewish guy and just start running.
I was reading New York Post
racist,
last week.
Dude.
And New York Post
are
last
Jews
week.
Are Jews erased?
And New York Post last week.
Whatever.
They had a story about a Siamese cat. It was like a circus act where the guy had a Siamese cat jump off of a 5-story platform and caught it on a pillow. And that was like the whole act. The cat would like go up the pole and jump. And the guy just had to hold the pillow. I don't need to impress you.
I had a Jewish joke, but I'll just keep it to myself for now.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, was the guy Jewish?
Was the guy Jewish? Now, that's, Jews are cheap. They don't involve
see,
themselves with jumping
that's
cats and stuff.
You should see, like, my profile. It has that clip of, like,
speaking
LEG.
Jews being cheap, like, Speaking of Jews being cheap, my wife had a roommate in college who was Jewish, and she didn't want to buy toilet paper as often as everybody else because she was convinced that when she wiped her ass, she didn't use as much paper as everybody.
You told that story to us before. That's too funny. There's just... Well, that's a stereotype. Way to live up to a stereotype. I've known many, many Jewish people, and they don't seem to be any more skinflinty than anybody else I know. I'm really cheap, and I'm not Jewish. I'm just a cheap ass.
I don't, yeah. You know, stereotypes
you're cheap too.
Are there for a reason, you know.
You're defending the stereotypes. Oh, no, the Jewish race is entirely cheap.
Every last one of them.
Oh, money lending.
Especially that Trump.
Money lending bargain hunters.
Freddie, you're getting dirty. Stop it.
He's getting dirty? Like, is he rolling in the debris?
No, he's climbing behind the water heater, and that's not good.
Oh. The water heater's out on the patio?
Well, it's in the closet on the patio.
What?
It's on the second floor. All right, stay inside.
Sounds like Ted's getting a head from a cat.
What?
Hey, snapping. Just
get it.
More Jewish stuff. Don't worry.
So can't we have Rebel run the ghetto style on his own?
Yeah, I'm gonna try that. I can't do it for like an hour or something.
You're not near a computer?
Like, yeah, but like, yeah, until my parents go to sleep.
Oh, until your parents go to sleep. Uh-huh. You know, it's probably best that you don't do it so your parents don't wake up accidentally and catch you, like, pranking people and playing it on the internet.
Well, I normally bring my computer down, like, every day anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Like, I'm freaking yelling downstairs, they don't hear me, because... Yeah, it's pretty good thick walls that I have.
Well, it would be cool if you did, because I'd like to listen. I look forward to it, like having something to listen to, like while I finish off a couple more beers. I'm not gonna be get. Normally I get late on a Saturday, but not today because Keith's already asleep.
Kind of sick, man. Oh, get up!
You're just jealous.
I'm jealous, man.
Yeah.
Fantastic, you know.
He's so hot. You know what movie I saw the other day?
What movie?
Alien vs. Predator.
No.
Have you guys seen it yet?
No, you gotta see Harold and Kumar, man. It's the greatest movie ever.
What?
Harold and Kumar. It's the greatest movie ever.
Is that the White Castle movie?
Yeah.
I want to download that. It does look funny. It's hard to find a good comedy, though. Like, every comedy I download is, like, shit. The best comedy I downloaded in, like, the past year is Shrek 2, and that's not even really a comedy. Oh, you hear the cat coughing up a hairball again? Can you hear that?
No.
Let me move closer.
Let me move closer.
Walk over here while you're choking to death.
Stereo vomit.
Yeah. Oh, now because I walked over, he's like, he's done. No more?
They don't like you, that's why.
He's got a hairball. I don't know why, but all the cats are shedding. They're changing coats, and it's not even change your seasons yet. You know? Ted, you ever notice that your cat changes coats?
I have the worst panda. Every 5 steps I take, they fall off.
Do you ever notice, like, at the beginning of winter, Freddy will shed a lot and grow a new coat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot thicker.
Yeah, they're shedding a lot. It's like they're losing their summer coat and getting their winter coat, but it's too early.
Yeah. Well, it has been. Well, I don't know about where you live, but it hasn't been as warm this summer as it usually is.
It's been very rainy. I don't know. The cats never shed this much, and now there's, like, fucking fur everywhere. All three of them at once are just, like, molting.
Like roll those sticky things on a roller that you use to get like lint off your clothes.
Yeah, they work.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. I use those for work.
They sell them now to use as a cat brush.
Oh, do they?
They just rebrand. I used to use it on Freddy, and Karen thought I was being cruel.
They like it. They kind of like rub their heads on it and shit.
But now it's like in the store is like an official way to brush your cat.
To
run tape over their fur.
Yeah, it works.
Oh, dude, I got like banned from a CS server for saying I'm gonna like own you like you are Jewish.
Nice.
What do you have against the Jews? Is this whole part of your? Is this the whole part of your thing where you think you're black because you think that now you think the blacks hate the Jews?
Because he's a Muslim.
Yeah, now you're. What's your Muslim name? You gotta come up with like a Muslim name.
No,
Rebel Akbar.
Rebel Akbar.
Ahmed, man. Ahmed.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm just like making fun of redneck.
Osama bin Rebel.
Jewish. Because he's like, I went to Baltimore, man, and they're freaking.
There's another way we. You know, you could do the show is just, like, have Dave leave the phone on and have it next to a microphone.
Yeah.
No, the problem is I'd have to stay here and hold it up to the earpiece the whole while.
Oh, okay.
I gotta take a picture of myself while I'm doing the show so you can see me holding the phone up to the boom mic. My arm does get tired during long calls.
I saw a DJ mixer for $60 that has a phone line input.
Awesome.
And,
how many channels?
Four.
That's good enough.
Yeah, so you have microphone, whatever MP3s you want to play. So you get like two microphones and two other inputs and then the phone line.
Yeah. For only $60, new or used?
It was new. It's a pyramid mixer. It's a pyramid DJ mixer.
Cool. I was looking around for different mixers and all I was finding was like really expensive shit one night and I gave up.
Like $59.99 at etronics.com.
Let me write that down.
Actually, no, it's three channels. Three channels.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I only need two.
Right. Phone and whatever else.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, the phone would be separate, and then the mic, and then, like, my mixed audio from the PC. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
That would be cool to not have to, like, mess around with microphones to try and pick up what's coming through on the phone.
Yeah, really? What was it, E-tronics?
Yeah.
One word, no dashes or semicolons and shit?
Yeah, it's one word.
I'll have to check that out later.
Search for Pyramid DJ Mixer.
I saw that you set up the PayPal so that people can give you recurring payments.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to set
Anybody
that up.
Anybody wanted to do that?
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have to set it up for me. Because...
Yeah, thanks for sending that. I saw that you sent something.
When do you, like, even pay the bill so I know when I'm supposed to pay?
It's like the second week of the month.
The second week of the month. So I'll just make it for, like... I guess it doesn't matter. I'll just make it for, like, the first of the month or something. Because if I set up the recurring payment, it'll come out, like, on that day every month, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to think... The problem is I was forgetting, like, my PayPal
Monday.
Password. What?
The new server's coming on Monday, and I ordered 2 new prank CDs from Prank Call Central.
Cool. You're, like, their biggest customer.
Yeah, I know, right?
You're, like, their only customer.
I keep the lights on over there.
Yeah, really? They're like, thank God he ordered something. We were going to have to cancel
it's
the phone.
It's funny, like, if I, like, put in an order, because I normally pay them with PayPal, but, like, you can put stuff in your shopping cart and then leave the site, and then he'll, like, email you 5 minutes later if you didn't check out, be like, you know, oh, I can hold on to these for you, you know, just in case they run out, but I need to hear from you within 24 hours.
Really?
I used to pretend, like, this huge demand for all the CDs.
Hey, Ted, can you do me a favor? I'll PayPal sure. you the money. I want you to order a KDK CD and then tell me what you get. See if you get something that I made or if he's, like, selling, like, copies of my shit.
Okay.
Because he hasn't bought any in, like, 3 months. And I was like, really, nobody's buying any? Like, people are buying them through the site all the time.
He didn't put
and
up
he's
the
not
photos.
Selling
any?
What's that?
He didn't put up the photos next to your CDs.
Probably because it's just, like, a CD with a label on it. It doesn't have, like, a jewel case or anything.
Well, you do have cover. You have, like, art on for all of them, don't you?
I have, if I should ever decide to have them professionally printed, yes, I have indeed, like, covers for them.
Oh, God, that was a wet one.
Excuse me, yeah, that was a wet one. Excuse me. I so wanted to get drunk tonight, and then the show starts, and I'm so busy, like, talking and doing shit, that I stop drinking when the show starts. So I've had, like, 5 beers, and 3 of which I had before the show began, so throughout the past 3 hours, I've had 2 beers. And now I can't even go off the air and get drunk listening to you guys.
Hold the microphone up, dog.
My arms are aching. I'm tired.
Hold the microphone.
Okay, are we going to do some prank calls before we get out of here?
Sure. Let's do it.
I want to start out with Long Dong.
I'm going to make me look up the number.
I've been looking forward to it all night. I gotta get one good laugh. One good belly laugh. I suppose it doesn't matter who talks to him, does it?
No.
You wanna do a soundboard to him?
I'm gonna go in the other room with my laptop, that way I can... get yelled at?
Ted, if you don't wanna make calls, we don't have to. I can just imagine you're, like, doing the Jack voice, and, like, somebody comes in, or you're, like, doing the Black voice, and somebody, like, opens the door and peeks in, like, I'm calling the police.
Yeah, right. Oh, dude, I have this number we need to call. But...
You're a menace.
Or, if somebody wants to call my friend to get it.
I must find the perfect spoon.
Oh, okay.
I see.
Can you have the money for me? Because I need to get laid.
I think you're called
so what happened to
Jeremy Fisher.
Inspired you. Oh. Inspired me? Oh, yeah, like said that, like, you know, just you were going to just admire her beauty.
Yeah.
Maybe not that you would ever actually with her anytime soon.
Okay, I have an idea. How about somebody calls Long Dong and just attempts to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Or no, you do it, Tim.
Jack wants to marry the Long's daughter. What would his daughter's name be? Short?
Short Dong.
See, it doesn't matter what you do because he's just going to go rah, 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 rah.
I guess hopefully his daughter's name is No Dong.
No Dong? Ingrown. Inverted Dong.
Every time someone says inverted anything, I think of Andrew X's when he calls his mom and dad.
Oh.
The inverted
penis. The inverted penis sex?
Yeah.
Well, an inverted penis, technically, I suppose, would be a vagina. Only the balls would be ovaries.
Is, like, Rising Pregnancy just completely done or what?
No, he's back tonight.
Oh, he is?
He's going to college, so he doesn't have the time. But
I go to college, too.
Yeah, but some people just have more of a drive than others, you know? Like, I obviously have more of a drive than, you know, like Pyrolite or something.
I'm
and whatever happened to Mr. Happy? Remember Mr. Happy?
Oh, I thought he turned, like, hyper-Christian and said we were all going to hell.
Yeah, and then he fell in love with a boy and he forgot about God real quick. He IM'd me like he's floating on air and he's like, I'm in love.
Yeah, I met Ted and then,
creepy. All right. Okay, I found the number.
Hey, Ted, did you hear the Judy
I
UP?
I still have Fleeter's number.
Fleeter, yeah, we can do Fleeter, too. Fleeter.
Leave her alone, man.
Yeah, the Section 8 people, we gotta do part 3. How about you call as... Did you ever call us the Section 8 people?
Yeah, I did.
That must be the part I missed.
I have it recorded, actually. Okay, hold on.
Okay. I think it's funny that Neo is calling into those shows talking about the Section 8 people.
Oh, dude, I gotta grab that number. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my phone down, but go upstairs.
I like it when the red water comes out. Hello.
Hi. Is No Dong there?
Oh, man, we didn't even get a scream out of him. Call him back.
All right.
I feel so shortchanged.
Yeah, with the soundboard thing worked great that one time. Where...
Yeah, try the soundboard. Is that too complicated right now?
Well,
yeah, because you're...
I can put it up to my laptop speaker, but then I won't be able to hear what he said. Well, maybe I can.
Well, your relatives are going to hear it, too, so we probably shouldn't. But still, it's going to feel like getting caught masturbating if they catch it, you know?
I've actually never been caught. Okay.
Neither have I. I caught my mom masturbating. How disgusting is that? Ugh.
Oh, I don't think I'd recover from that.
I'm still traumatized by it.
I think we should call someone else first. That way time will pass.
Yeah, call Fleeter. What can we do to Fleeter this time? Tell her that she won a TV from a raffle.
Someone has to talk to her.
What?
Someone new has to talk to her, though.
What was the name of the bar that you said you were calling from?
Oh, shit.
Because I could call and say I'm from that bar and she won a raffle. And she has to come pick up her free TV.
I said it was on First Street.
On First Street?
I think I'll back and listen to the call and find out what the hell I called it.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed. Nice to know these people are team players, you know, these people over on Wild Bunch. You know?
Did you know, what's his face? Gimp told me he quit.
Yeah, he's retiring from internet radio.
Yeah, because apparently he said they were talking shit about him behind his back. Or
who had a show last night on PCU?
Oh, that was Loopy and V-Forge. Ted, did you hear that?
No.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
They were pissed off at Pedge, and so I thought it was going to be funny. And it actually was. When Loopy started getting into Pedge and started cursing him out, I thought it was fucking funny as hell. Loopy's just, like, cursing and, like, leveling threats at Pedge and all this stuff. Apparently, Pedge is pissed off because somebody stole Social Crime Live, the AIM name.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way somebody can do that is with, like, a password cracker. But what's more likely is one of his DJs turned on him and stole the password themselves. But he came picking a fight with V-Forge, and he threatened to kill him. He says, if I ever see you, I'll kill you. And Forge took it too personally. Pedge wasn't serious. He's not seriously going to hunt down Forge and kill him. But Forge just took it seriously, and they did, like, a two-hour, like, Pedge. You know, everybody in internet radio, sooner or later, seems to do an I Hate Pedge show. Really? It'll be your turn soon.
We already did it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Zan says there are new Wing songs up at wingmusic.com.
Oh,
I'm going to go right now. I'm going right now. I'm totally going to play these on the air if I can. Oh, man.
Ted.
New Wing Music.
Ted.
Yeah.
So, I was thinking, well, yeah, I just want to tell my girl that we're going to do it before we do it, so.
Rub it before you do it.
Sort of like that, yeah.
What is it, wing-music?
Wingmusic.co.nz.
What?
Wingmusic.co.nz. I think that's what it is.
Wingmusic.co.
Yeah.
Dot what? MZ?
NZ, yeah.
NZ? No, New Zealand.
I think that's
it. Yeah, that's it. I got some kind of pink background, so it's got to be her or some very gay site. Is Ted dialing someone?
I don't know. Ted?
Back
over.
Let's see. Beatles CD. She does.
Oh, no.
A Beatles CD. I can't wait.
Can I talk to Mr. Long Duong?
Who could actually get to? Mr. Pluto.
Sounded like he called you Pluto ass. That would be bitch ass. You know, for free downloads on her site, she's only got two songs.
Don't cry for me, John Kidd.
No.
Wings sold out.
She's got My Favorite Things and Visions of Love.
Millions of roses and biscuits on kissing. Rice of her petals and warm woolen mittens. Brandy the baby did my good swing. The love you of my favorite thing.
You guys can't hear it, but I'm listening to Wing in the background. I'm playing Wing over the air. Did I lose everybody? Hello? Hello? Did they hang up on me? Just because I'm listening to Wing for several moments? Hello?
Millions of roses and biscuits on kittens. Rice of her petals and warm woolen mittens. Brandy the baby did I have to swing. Did I ask you, oh my baby?
Hello?
You know, I wonder if I... It says email Wing here. I wonder if I wrote to Wing and asked her for free copies of her CD so that I could play it on my internet radio station, PCU. I just won't tell her what the PCU stands for. I'll tell her it's WPCU. I wonder if they would send me, like, free copies of her CDs. I'm all for supporting artists and all, but let's face it, how many times am I ever going to listen to this music? I'm going to play it a couple times for a goof and then forget about it like I did before. I'm looking for down. She's got a top 10 up here. Let's check out Wing's top 10. Top 10. Her number one song is Summertime. And then Yesterday, I Want to Hold Your Hand. On My Own. On My Own. Ave Maria. Hero. You don't ever know that you're my hero. I Could Have Danced All Night, Phantom of the Opera, They Long to Be Close to You. That's one of my favorites, too. Why do birds suddenly appear? I'm done. Well, I don't know, Mouse. What do you think? You think we ought to end the program, or we ought to drink a little more and keep going? What do you think, Mouse? Mouse? You're undecided. Mousy! What are you ducking like you did something wrong for? What'd you do? You pee on something? You want to sing? Me and Mouse sang a duet last week. It was very cute. Why are you hanging up on me?
We didn't hang up, man. I just switched over to hit
the number. Oh, because I waited like a minute and I heard dead air, so I thought you guys, like, hung up on me.
No, oh, man, we wouldn't hang up on you. We'd sure. Hang up on a Jew.
Hang up on a Jew. This is really
old.
We've
got the number and everything's all set up, so we're just going to mess with this dude.
Okay.
His name's Sean.
Sean Ward?
I wonder what you taste like.
Yo, I can rap better than crap. What's up, G-Dup? What's up, G-Dup?
I'm here to inquire about your spoon.
I can rap about political.
I see.
That you're so lame. You can't say.
That I've been enjoying the pleasures of metal.
Hello?
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 What the hell?
I've been enjoying the pleasures of nettles.
What the f*** was that?
I must leave, but first...
I clean.
I'd like to caress this rusty kettle.
I clean.
First, I'd like to caress this rusty kettle.
Oh. You guys will hear that in the delay. It's pretty funny. They're caressing the rusty kettle.
Mrs.
You ever see Salad Fingers?
What the love?
Yo, man, what up?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Nah, I heard.
Hold on a second.
Alright,
what's up? What's going on? I leave a message.
Please record your message.
Whoa.
He got you.
Numeric page. Press 2.
Like a... Played like a...
Yo, bitch. You wanna talk shit? You think y'all funny with your answering machine, dog? But what's funny now, dog? Talking to you when I got my homies and my posse up on it. What's so funny now? Yo, you tell him, Jack.
Yo,
tell us who what's up.
I don't like the way you don't fool me on the phone. Make me look stupid. I come over there and whoop your ass and then kick your teeth out, motherfucker.
Yeah, what's up now, white boy? 20 years old. What? Yo, we got the scoop on you, dog. We got the D-Lo on the LD, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to mess with this, dog.
We heard that you were the punk.
Yeah, and you know what happens to punks?
And that you watch the Smurfs and you miss the T underwear.
Yeah, you a Smurf boy, white boy. Yo, we can freestyle it on you all day long.
I heard that you like to play with Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids, nigga. Nigga. You ain't got nothing. You probably like a little skater boy using the, not even the inline skates. You got the four separate wheels like a loser.
heard your mama got one big tooth in the middle of the teeth of her mouth.
A big tooth,
got a job
nigga.
Making holes in donuts.
Donuts, nigga. Come on. Come on. You don't want no donuts. Because I'll give you a donut right in your booty. You know what I'm saying, dogs? You ain't want to drop the soap because I'll give you the rope. Yeah, I can freestyle, dog. You little wigger. You can't do nothing. Probably just sit there and talk shit like you all hardcore and stuff, but you ain't nothing, man. We could even bring white boys in and beat you up. Yeah, like Jack Johnson, man. Jack Johnson's funky fresh.
Yeah, man, I'm funky fresh. I'll bust a cut and slap you with my rhymes anytime.
Oh, he told you, wigger. What's up, white boy? What's up, white boy? Don't tell your mama on me, dog. Because I just talked to her last night, so we can talk again. What you going to say now, Sean? Huh? That's right, Sean. Don't say nothing, dog. That's right.
I heard some messed up things about you and your mama.
Oh, is mama and him? That nasty.
I must find the perfect spoon.
Did you hang up, or?
No.
You just hung up now?
It was hilarious, like...
You just hung...
He was looking at me like, hey, what's up, you know? And then all of a sudden, he just jumped straight up into the air and lands right where my head was because I moved out of the way.
And you didn't hang up.
You mean he tried to pounce on your head?
Yeah.
He wants the head deal, man.
He wants his attention because during the show is like his time when he's got you cornered and you gotta pay attention to him.
He's like, I want your attention. I'm gonna take you now.
So I thought, alright, well, I'm gonna call Fleeta.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's time I talk to her.
Remember, she's nice to her. Don't be.
Yeah,
I know.
She's a nice lady. You gonna do the raffle thing?
The raffle?
Yeah, tell her you're from the pub on First Street.
She wants a 7-inch black and white TV.
you won the new Usher and Kanye West CD autographed.
She won like a 5-foot plasma TV and some peanuts.
Yeah, tell her that they do a raffle with the bar tabs. And that's where they get everybody's names from the bar tabs and they do a raffle and her name came up.
RFL, baby. That's how you spell raffle.
Okay, I have to give you the number, though. Or should I call her? I'll just call her.
I can't do it.
Right,
I can do it. Okay.
He doesn't want you to, Robert, and do it.
He's afraid they're going to trace it and do it.
Might I ask where you keep the stones?
I'm just a nice little Indian boy studying engineering. That's all.
Oh, you taste like soot and poo.
You taste like soot and poo.
Because I'm Jewish.
You gotta go look at those cartoons. I'm like obsessed with them this week. I'll completely forget about them by next week, but...
I see.
You there, Don?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, ma'am? I'm from the pub on First Street. My name is Jeff Williams. Wow.
She's like, I'm not going through this again.
I really feel disconnected with you right now, ma'am. That was black, apparently not.
I think we've dried out that well.
Yeah, really. Hey, Ted, I was thinking, what if we wrote to Wing and told her that we were like, we run WPCU radio, and we asked them for free copies of Wing CD so that we could play them on the air?
Now, there you go.
You think she would send any?
In New Zealand? She's the favorite
that
shipping
from?
That's true. Sending something from New Zealand is probably like $5. Send a CD.
She don't want to give it to you. She want to give it to me.
Yeah.
I want to give it to her.
Your undying love for Wings.
She's looking more and more like Imelda Marcos every week. every CD. She's got like a CD out every other month.
Head to your toe, she wanna drop the
Does anyone know her full name?
Go when she wanna. Yeah.
Lee Wing.
Do you know her full name?
Lee Wing something. I think Wing might be her middle name. Or
Wing Lee's Ding Dong.
Lee something Wing. I'm not sure.
Wing Long Dong.
How do you get phone numbers like international?
Well, anyway, that's enough of the prank calls. It's not the end of the program because I don't feel like leaving yet. Maybe it's going to be one of those nights where I get drunk and stay on until 5 in the morning. No, because I got to work tomorrow. But I am at least going to take myself a short break, and I'm going to come back. And I have no idea what's going to happen when I come back.
Hello, guys.
Why are you going to go do something like that, homeboy?
I didn't mean to hang up on you guys. I was trying to click over so I could call the operator and ask about getting directory assistance for New Zealand.
Okay.
What did you say?
Oh, I didn't get through. I realized I hung up on you, and I was like, fuck it, I was just going to wrap up the program. You want me to try? I'll click over. You think 411 would even know?
No, I don't think so.
I think they would. It's the phone company, dude.
Well, either way, maybe it'll be a prank. We'll prank the operators. First time we've done that one.
Yeah.
411.
Directory assistance. For national listings, press 2.
Are we connecting two operators?
Yeah.
This is SBC Directory Assistance.
Hello?
What city and state, please? Hello? Hello, city and state, please.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hey. Do you know the number for Lee Wing? She's in New Zealand.
Hello? Directory assistance?
What the hell?
Would they both hang up on us?
Yeah.
SBC directory assistance. For Connecticut. SBC directory assistance, what city and state, please?
Actually, it's in New Zealand. I was wondering what number do I have to dial to get directory assistance for New Zealand?
00.
That's all?
Yes. Well, that'll get you an international operator. From there, I don't know what number they'll go to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's try that.
You better hang up.
Thank you for calling SBC Long Distance East.
Wouldn't it be great if we really got her number?
Can I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for the phone number for somebody in New Zealand. How would I go about doing that?
Well, what is the last name of the person?
Wing, W-I-N-G.
First name?
Lee, L-E-E.
Street address?
I'm not sure.
City?
I'm not even sure of that.
I need to know either the city or the street address. Without a city, I cannot look for it.
How many Lee Wings are there in New Zealand?
I need to know the city in New Zealand, sir.
Okay, try A-U-C-K-L-A-N-D, Auckland.
What is the name?
Auckland?
A-U-C-K?
A-U-C-K-L-A-N-D.
That's the name of the city?
Yeah, that's the name of the city.
Do you have a street address?
No, I just got the city, man. Are you looking for it?
One moment.
All right, cool. Thanks, man. I gotta talk to my girlfriend. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Hey.
Is the operator still there?
Hello, sir. Are you there?
He hung up on us.
I can't believe that's bullshit.
That was a legitimate call and a legitimate question. But because you're acting like a human being, hang up on you.
I have the name of some cities in New Zealand, so we can just try all the major cities.
I think we ought to try that WHOIS search. Because...
I'm on the... I don't know.
Not only are they not simulcasting the show, but they're doing shows competing against us. Even though there's only three people listening, I'm offended because I simulcasted a couple of their horrible, horrible shows this past week.
I've noticed that the relationship, I don't know, I just think that it's, we should just, you know,
fuck them.
Change our shows?
Yeah.
Stick to what we're doing because, I don't know, I feel kind of weird about
fuck them.
The way things are going, kind of like, hey, you know, you should be broadcasting this. And,
yeah.
And then, I mean, if you need, like, another server or whatever, I can always relay it, because I have this, like, spare machine hanging around.
I'm just trying to get the word out there, because I feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm doing a show, and some nights, like, 30 people listen. I was like, you know, we're going backwards, not forwards.
And then,
yeah,
I mean,
actually, tonight you did well. You had, like, 56 people at one point, which is...
We've been doing well all night tonight, yeah. It's good.
Music.co.com. Okay, so I can go by IP address if I can ping her fucking site. Okay. Get IP address.
Ted's a hacker.
How about we hack the Wing site and just replace it with, like, KDK Loves Wing?
We'll do jail.
And a clip of me mocking one of her songs.
What the funk?
How about replacing the audio
her
file?
Freaking web server. Her web server's in Orlando, Florida.
Really?
She's American.
Maybe she's not in New Zealand at all.
She's trying to sound exotic. She's trying to sound exotic. She's not.
She's not in New Zealand. She's in Florida. Lying bitch.
We could just call the directory.
Well, we could call her. We could call Brad Allen Pugh.
Who's that? Who, the guy who registered the site?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
You know, Lee Wing might not even be a real name.
Who would want to keep that name?
Yeah, really. Who would change that's the name to that?
I know, like, that's her name, man. If I was ever a rapper, I'd call myself Chinky Dinky or Chinky Winky or something.
Oh, wait a minute. I got something else. Oh, hold on. The IP address sent me astray. I got the registrar phone number. Okay, registrant contact name is Jesse Colbert. And he's in New Zealand.
Let's do it.
Okay, so that he's probably her local webmaster or web designer.
Jesse Colbert at hotmail.com. City is Dunedin.
Dunedin?
I can tell you.
D-U-N-E-D-I-N.
Yeah, no, that's on Dunedin. It's on Dunedin. The southern tip of New Zealand. Below Tomorrow.
Did I say it right? Is it Dunedin or Dunedin?
I think it's Dunedin.
I'm going to have to go soon because I'm starving.
Sorry. I have the phone number, but it's...
Keith fell asleep. He never cooked me anything.
I can make you a milkshake.
What?
I can make you a milkshake.
Yeah, milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
No, no, not that kind of milkshake, dog.
Okay, so I can try calling this guy.
Yeah, call him on, man, because we need the CD tonight.
All right, I don't know where this is gonna go. It might not work out, but
it better work.
I need to speak to Wing Music. The truth is, I am her biggest fan.
Cry for me, Argentina.
Ted is dialing, right?
What?
What?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a little number I tossed off recently in the Caribbean. Isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Isn't it frightfully good to have a dong? It's swell to have a stick. It's divine to own a dick. From the tiniest little tadger to the world's biggest prick. So three cheers for your Willie or John Thomas. Hooray for your one-eyed trouser snake. Your piece of pork, your wife's best friend, your Percy, or your cock. You can wrap it up in...
Hello.
Hi, Jesse.
Oh, it's Roy here.
Oh, hi, Roy. Hi, I was wondering...
How are you doing? Just speak loudly. We've got about a million people here.
Well, what's going on over there?
Well, we're having a party.
Oh, wow. What are you guys having?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear a word. It's so noisy.
Well... I'm calling tonight. I have a problem. Hey.
Okay, I'll put my hand over my ear. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Right, I'm okay. I can hear you.
Okay, hey. I want to talk to you about Wing.
Oh, right.
Hey,
that's pretty amazing, eh?
Yeah, that's some great music. I'm from the United States.
She's very popular in the United States.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? The way that she takes those hits that were sung by American artists and just turns them around into something that's indescribable.
Yes, very good.
Do you own all her CDs?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, I'm like the biggest fan in the whole world. How about you?
Well, maybe number two.
Yeah. Well, would you happen to know her number?
I've got it at the store. I haven't got it here. We're at home now.
Oh, so if I email you, will you give me her number?
Sure.
Because
yeah,
I want to represent her. I have a radio station.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's called PCU Radio, and it's a big thing.
Yep, no, email me, and I'll send you a phone number tomorrow.
Oh, great, so we can hook that up.
Yeah, oh, that'd be good.
All right, maybe you can hook up some websites for me, you know? You do
yeah,
that
the website's
kind
of... going pretty well. I've had about 600,000 hits or something.
What?
I've had about 600,000 hits at the website.
Did you make that webpage?
Sorry?
Did you make the webpage?
No, Gigi did, my son. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you just worked the deals.
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm going to email you, and you're going to hook me up with that number?
Yep, that'll be great.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Bye now.
Good to hear from you. Bye.
Bye.
I think if you email that guy and, like, be, like, legit and try to make it sound like you're calling from, like, an American radio station, I totally think you'll be able to get her home phone number, and you can call her next week on Ghetto Style.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's something to look forward to next week. I'll be looking forward to that all week.
So would I, dude.
Imagine getting her to sing with Jack. Jack getting her to sing, like, a few bars of a duet
or
with him.
Freaking Christmas.
Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
It's like the greatest breakthrough of the show, dude.
That would be the best.
Wouldn't it? Well, I
could bring up some lyrics on the screen and I could say.
I hate to take the piss out of everyone, but I've got to go.
Okay. I'm going to try to put on the show after you, Dave. So.
You're going to go off? You're going
to
go on when I go off?
I'm going to, yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Try to stay online just in case I have problems.
I'll be listening. I'll be around. I'll tell you if things are fucked up. Okay.
Okay.
Peace out.
Right.
And thank you, guys. I love this program. I love coming and talking to all my friends every week and everybody else listening at home and everybody contributing to the program and getting to prank call some people and have some innocent fun. That's all it is. It's innocent, harmless fun. I don't know why people get so pissed off about prank calls. All you gotta do is hang up the fucking phone. It's not like we're gonna call you 20 times in a row and bother you like that. The most we'll ever call you is 3 times, and we rarely even get that much. But anyway, it's been a whole lot of fun, but I need to go feed myself because I haven't eaten yet today. I was waiting for Keith to get home and cook dinner, and instead he fell asleep on the couch because he decided to stay up all night. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I love you all. Don't forget to tune in again next week to my program, KDK's Lunatic Fringe, Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you all for listening. I love you all. And stay beautiful.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 90 miles a second, so it's reckoned, a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at 1,000,000 miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour,
the galaxy we call the Milky Way.